Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I love God. You don't love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You don't love God? What's wrong with you?
Shalom, shalom, peace and greetings, my brothers and sisters. Peace and greetings out there. How y'all doing out there? How y'all doing out there? Welcome in one more time right here to another broadcast of Culture Freedom Radio Network right here on this, what they're calling a Friday night. But this is right here, this is March the 8th, 2024. But on the Hebrew calendar, this is the month of Adar, the 28th day of year 5,784 on the Hebrew calendar. Like I said, Shabbat shalom to all of you out there, to the Hebrew Israelite brothers and sisters, the Jewish brothers and sisters, shalom to you again. Tonight we have a topic of conversation. Yes, indeed, we do. It should be a good topic of conversation, a good discussion, brothers and sisters. And I'm going to say this one here. I need y'all to put on your thinking caps for this one. Yes, this is not one. This is not going to be something that you want to just getting your feelings about, because you do believe in the Bible. You're going to have to think about this one. Think about it. This is what this thing about tonight. And let's get the topic of conversation. Tonight's topic of conversation is a question. Now, I like to do question topics. You know what I mean? Check it out. Are we supposed to follow everything in the Bible, and our day and time? Now, I'm just going to throw out the whole Bible. I know far as us, as Liberation Tabernacle of Yah, we're what y'all call Tanakh, only what the Christians might call the Old Testament. So, right, so we know, we stop right there when we say in the Bible, because we would say the Hebrew Bible. We would stop right there. But to these Messianics and Christians, they will proceed to what they're calling a New Testament. But we're just going to throw this out. Are we supposed to follow everything, when I mean everything that's in the Bible, in our day and time? Y'all better think about that one, because I'm going to bring out some stuff. We're going to bring out some scriptures tonight and go into, because like I said again, when we say we have to get back to when we say Torah, just mean the instructions of the Most High, or the instructions. Now, especially when we're talking about what we have in writing, that's true. We do have to get back into the instruction of, follow the instructions of the Most High. But far as what we're talking about Torah, which we know they say Torah is the first five books, right? Starting with Genesis, on down and ending at Deuteronomy, right? So when we're saying we have to follow, get back into following that, how much of that do we have to follow in our day and times? I know some Hebrew Israelites out there, and some of y'all like that. What the world? Have he changed his mind? Is he not following Torah anymore? What he flipping back? He going back to Kemet? No. I need y'all to think about this one, because there are some things is in here that's in our day and time. I need y'all to think about it. I'm gonna go in depth, but I want the brothers to come in and give their greetings first, and we're gonna jump in this because there are some things in there now I need you to think about that I don't think we're not following Act 4 for a matter of fact today, and I don't think y'all, some of the things y'all want to follow. That sounds kind of weird right now, don't it? Because I'm talking about Bible following. So things y'all don't think y'all really want to follow in this day and time. Because there's and number one, I'm saying it because there's a cultural difference, and that's what we need to get into. And we will get into that tonight. But I want to let the brothers come on in here and introduce themselves and, you know, give the greetings. And we're going to dive into this conversation tonight. And we're going to go into some scriptures and look at some things, and we're going to analyze them today. All right? We're going to examine, and we're going to analyze some things that's in the scriptures, because what we're looking at, well, as far as we look at Torah, this is ancient literature, and a lot of the stories about an ancient people, an ancient time, and how they lived their lives, and rules and regulations and things that govern their lives and their times, right? We're going to get into it, y'all. But let me let the brothers introduce themselves, and we're going to get into this with y'all. I'm telling y'all, this is a thought-provoking show tonight. This ain't one of them you get in your feelings because you follow the Torah, you follow the Bible. I'm telling y'all, this is a thinking show. That's why we say our name, we are our title, not our name, but we say Morey is a teacher. So this is a teaching moment tonight to really get you to think about when we get on our soapboxes and stand on the corners, brothers and sisters, we got to get back to the law, statutes, and commandments. We got to get back. Saying get back, what are you exactly? We got to start being like, I like to say things, I like to be technical sometimes. So when it's saying that, exactly what are you talking about? I'm going to just give out a little sample. And brothers, y'all mic's open. Are we going to get back to the slavery part? Are we going to get back to slavery? We're going to get into that. But I'm going to let them get in here, and I'm going to throw out a question to my brothers once they come in. I mean, after they introduce themselves. Peace, shalom to my brother. Shabbat shalom to y'all. How y'all doing, brothers?
Shalom, shalom.
Yes, sir.
All right. Shalom.
I heard you, Dave. What'd you say, Dave?
Oh, I said Shabbat Shalom. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, Yah, our God is one. And give a shout out to Liberation Tabernacle, Yah, Lions Live Radio, Cross Feet Radio, and like I said, Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, my Hebrew brothers, Jewish brothers, anybody that listens, peace.
Yes, sir.
This is Morey David Israel, Rabbi.
Yes, sir. Now, this is going to be a good one, brother. I'll tell you. This is going to be a good one here. And the reason I'm asking this question is because a lot of times I'm asking y'all, first of all, because I got a different mic. Yeah, my mic sounding pretty clear because I got a newer mic I'm testing out.
Real clear.
You sound great.
Okay, appreciate it.
Sound like Tom Jones or Steve Harvey.
Oh, not the Steve Harvey. Got to be more careful, but I take that day. Yes, sir. Yeah, I just went and got another little road mic to test out to play with.
Hey. And that's your girl, Marjorie Harvey's husband. You better go get Marjorie Harvey back.
Shoot, I wouldn't have nothing. That gold digger. No, sir. I wouldn't have nothing. That gold digger. I don't make enough, Dave. I don't make enough for her. Yes, sir. But yeah, I got what here. Now here's, like I said, reason I'm going with this, because sometimes when I've been studying, it's just recently but I've been looking at a lot of things in the Torah, and I've always looked at some things and I've seen it, but it just, and I wouldn't just, you know, I would think about it. And I'm going to say this for the family of y'all tonight who listening. Reason we asking this question, and number one, we analyzing and just looking at things. It does not mean it take away really from anything from you or us studying the Torah, because that's why I tell y'all, you learn the story, you read the stories, and you learn and get the principles from it. There's a lot of things you don't even take it to even take it literal. There's, because they taught you that even in school, you know, looking at the things and analyzing it and getting them, extracting the meaning from the story. So that's a lot of the stuff you're really supposed to do. But here's something I want to throw out. I was looking at the book of Exodus, as they call Exodus, we call Shemot in Hebrew, 21, chapter 21 and verse, starting at verse 7. I start there, right? And most of this thing here was dealing with slavery, kind of what slavery. And here's something I want to ask, can do, when we're saying we got to follow the Bible, get back to this, because this is in Exodus, which would be a part of the, what they call the Torah or some of the commandments, or some people would say the laws, right? Today, I want to know, are we willing to follow this one? and would, can we still hold on to this? All right. Now, this is from my Complete Jewish Study Bible that I'm going to read this from. So, like I said, y'all got the King James. It's going to, you hear like, hey, man, what Bible he reading? I'm just telling you, because it's going to sound different than the King James Version. But here's something right fast. If a man sell his daughter as a slave, she would not go free like a male slave. If her master marry her but decides she no longer pleases him, then she is allowed, then he is to allow her to be redeemed. If he allow, he is not allowed to sell her to a foreign people because he has treated her unfairly. If he has married her to his son, then he is to treat her like a daughter. If he marries another wife, he is not to reduce her food, clothing, and marriageable status. But if he failed to provide her with these three things, she is to be giving her freedom without having to pay anything. But let's go back to the beginning of that. Now, the portion here that says, if a man sell his daughter as a slave, she is not to go a male slave. So I'm just twisting it all up. But the part about selling your daughter, these are instructions now. This is in the book of Exodus. I'm giving you an instruction. If a man sells his daughter, which is the meaning of father, is this a principle or something? Are we willing to follow this today? Or say that this is something that we have to get back to, and we say we got to get back to the following the Torah. Is this a portion that we willing to follow today? And that's one of the things I'm throwing out to our brother there. I'm gonna tell y'all, man. I'm just say this here. I couldn't see myself talking about selling my daughter. Now, if it were, I know it says slave, but there says as a part here that says when in Hebrew or Jewish customs. When it mentions slavery, it's not talking about like we would talk about chattel slavery, but indigenous servitude. But selling your child, especially in these days and time, 2024, is this something we say, is this something practical for us? Yep.
Well, I would definitely say no. It's definitely not practical in these days and time. But that doesn't negate the fact that there's a lot of people doing it. It's against the law, but I mean it's heavily practiced.
I agree. Yes, sir.
I must say, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I would say, hell no. Nah. If we see, okay, now you're pretty much saying if something happens to our daughter with a man, then we have to send her off to marry her, pretty much her attacker, her slaver, enslaver.
Well, no. It was just talking about, this wasn't even talking about an attacker. Now, that's, I know what you talk about. That's the other part of Deuteronomy. Now, I hadn't even got to that part. I hadn't even thought about even bringing that part. But now, this one didn't have nothing to do with the rapist part. I mentioned that on the last show. But this was just talking about you can sell your daughter. You know,
you can't sell your damn daughter.
Go ahead.
You can't sell your daughter. Matter of fact, I'm going to tell you something. You got, and I know we talk, a lot of people talk shit about Africans and all that. You know a lot of Africans are into that. They still practice that still to this day.
Yep.
They sell their daughters for nothing in Africa. So, yeah, that, hell no. Nah. We ain't doing that today. Africans might do that. They do that in Sudan. There was a sister by the name of Kola Booth, which I don't know if y'all read her book. She was a Sudanese sister that got adopted by some Americans over here in D.C., and she went back to Sudan to look for her family, her biological family, and her own sold her to Osama bin Laden. Yeah. Her own has sold her to bin Laden, and she wrote a book about it. And, yeah, and she was a slave to Osama bin Laden, and she was his captive woman for years, for a long time. You go look her up, Kola Booth.
I heard that name.
K-O-L-A-B-O-O-F. Yeah. And it's a sad story, but yeah, Africans still practice that still to this day. You hear a lot of Black Americans, they say, oh, they want to go back to Africa. Shit, you don't need to go back to Africa. They'll sell your ass.
They said that. And what you're saying, brother, and see, that's what I'm going with because, like you're saying, if you try to sell your child here, especially here in America, you will be going to jail. Oh, you're going to jail. So this customs here, like I said, and that's the thing we're looking at, and I want to bring out even with this, because even when we're looking at a lot of things in the Bible, we have to understand a lot of things was the customs or traditions of those days in that and the what they call the Near East and other places. These were the customs that they, a lot of the things that they follow. Even when you're reading the Bible, it's a lot of the things that they practice in that day, in those days. We no longer follow the day. Just like, for instance, stoning someone to death. I would even ask this day. I'm not familiar. I didn't even get a chance to look this up or even think about to look this up. Like, okay, do they even in modern day, well, modern Israel, do they stone people to death today for committing crime?
No. But I will tell you this, and I'm going to get on the Arabs and the Middle East. In Iran, they still stone people. Go look it up. They still stone people in Iran. They had a book called The Stoning of Saraya. And still this modern day in Iran, Palestine, and Jordan, legally, they still stone people. But in Israel, they don't do that in Israel. But in Palestine, Jordan, Iran, and in Pakistan, and Iraq, they still stone people. I saw a video of a stoning that took place 2016, and I was like, what the heck? Yeah, they still stone in the Middle East, but in Israel they don't. But in Middle Eastern Arab countries, they still do.
Yes, man. And you know what, Dave? I just thought about something too. Cause man, we saw a video. I shared that video. We saw about a week ago when, like I said, the Muslims were stoning somebody to death. A couple of weeks ago, we saw that. And you know what? Today, a lot of them messianic groups, them camps, they would probably be glad that they don't steal stone today, stone people to death. Cause a lot of them on them corners in them camps, they'll be getting stoned they ass to death because of why? For blaspheming, talking about damn Yahweh Shai and all that stuff, they will be getting killed. Because like, you know how Paul was before he so-called converted? If they were standing out there on them corner talking about some Jesus is king and Yahweh Shai the king, they will be getting stoned flat foot to death.
Yep. That's blasphemy. And Muslims would get too. They would be too.
Now, if I could back up a bit. Now, I think it's called a dowry.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Now, ain't that like? How does that work? Like, isn't it the guy that wants to marry the daughter has to set up a dowry, or how does that work? Because I know, like, maybe 20, oh man, it might have probably been 25 years, I had met this young lady from Africa, and she needed me to talk to her mother, and her mother kept, you know, basically saying, well, how much money do you have, and, you know, what are you willing to send or give? And I couldn't understand it. I mean, it went nowhere because that turned me off immediately. But ain't that kind of the same thing that Dave was talking about?
Yes, it sure is. It's the same thing. And I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes they'll sell their daughters for a damn cow. Sometimes they'll sell their daughters for a cow. There's a show called 90 Day Fiancé, which my mother, she loves. She loves 90 Day Fiancé. And it was, I don't know, it may have been a couple of years ago, a couple of seasons ago, there was a Nigerian man marrying this white lady, and he was Muslim. And his mom was like, you need to give me a cow. You need to get a family a cow if you want to marry my son. And he did. He went. The lady went out, bought a damn cow. And wait one second. It wasn't an African. It was an Indian. The East Indian. It was a white lady. She went over there to marry a East Indian man. And his family wanted a either a cow or a camel. It was something dumb, but yeah, she went bought a camel, cow, whatever it was, and family was like, okay, you can have my son. Yeah, so they still do that. Yeah, they still do that shit. Still to this day, Alpha Male, you're absolutely right. It can either be a animal, or it could be, like I said, if you meet some Africans over here, they'll want money. And Middle Easterns over here want money. But as far as over there, it's going to be either a cow or either a lamb. Some of them want lamb. Like, I know in Morocco, Moroccans, because I used to, when I practiced Islam, I used to deal with Moroccans. And the Moroccans over there in Morocco, they want a lamb. They want a lamb and a goat. So, dowry can work either way.
And my next question is, according to what you read, now when a daughter is sold, she's not free. But when the son is sold, he's sold free.
Yeah, let me read that part. It says, if a man sell his daughter as a slave, She is not to go free like the male slave. Yep. And it says if the master... Go ahead, bro. That's it. I will stop right there.
Yeah, so basically, he if a father gives away his daughter or sells, as it says, to be a servant or slave. So basically, she's becoming a wife at that point.
Mm-hmm. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because I was reading in that it was one of my other study Bibles, and they have the notes with that. And they were saying when the father usually sells his daughter off, he will hope in hopes of that the person who married her, who actually bought her, either he marry her or he let that person, that man's son, marry her. And he said,
right,
like saying, like, if they neither one of them married her, it's like man sold her. It was like a disgrace because, you know, and actually says it right here. Let me go back right fast. It says, if a master marry her but decide she no longer pleases him, then he is allowed to be her, let her be redeemed. He is not allowed to sell her to a foreign people because
Right. He
has treated her unfairly. But it says if he has her marry his son, so that's what it's saying. He can marry her or, you know, let her marry his son. Yeah.
Right.
Yes, sir.
And then it says, and under those circumstances, then he'd have to treat her as a daughter.
Yep. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then, like I said, even when he said if he marries somebody else, he can't reduce her food, clothing. He still got to take care of her. Even if he marries somebody else, he got to still be able to treat her equal.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Okay, so what they mean by the female's servant slave not being free is because technically she's betrothed.
Yep.
But a male servant is just sold because, I mean, he might carry an oxen on one shoulder and a bucket of water on the other. But he's free to pick. He's free down the line to take a wife and start a family.
Yeah. That whole 21, man, it's all about slavery. It's long as I don't know what, but yes, sir. It's crazy. Go ahead, brother.
Well, I just want to double check to see if my line of thinking makes any sense.
Yes, sir.
I'm running it by the experts.
Hey, I'm still learning all this myself a little bit. But it's crazy because I'm going to tell you what threw me off when I started reading it. So I'm going to go back to another part up here, right? 21 in verse 2. It says, if a person purchases a Hebrew slave, he is to work six years. Now, this is actually talking about here. It's what we call indigenous servitude, what the 7-year thing, not the actual what we know as chattel slavery. But when I first saw this, I was like, wait a minute, man. Because, you know, this is still in Exodus. You were talking about, wait a minute, did they just leave out of Egypt and all of this? And damn, they talking about you can buy a Hebrew slave. I'm like, see, that right there one time, it threw me off. I'm like, wait a minute, damn. All this stuff about the damn, all about slavery, this and slavery. I was like, damn, but you can still talk about you can buy a Hebrew slave. Hebrews can sell each other. I'm like, well, what was the big hoopla about? I was thinking of it one time. Like, that's crazy. And I think I said it one time even on the show. That's when I wasn't really in the Torah like that. I was going off about this. Yeah, but if a person buys a Hebrew slave, but it's like talking about indigenous, sir. He said he's to work him six years. But on the 7th, he is to be given his freedom without having to pay anything. And it was just talking about in another book I have, it talked about when you let him go, or he is to, you're supposed to give him at that time, you know, donkey and all this type of stuff. You just can't let him just go. Hey, you're free now. You had to give him something. Like they did our ancestors. Well, they were chattel slaves. Hey, get on about your business. They had to give them something. And I think they did that here, even in chattel slavery. Mostly it was, you know, white indigenous servitude. They gave, you know, they gave them a little shack and a little piece of land, and that was what the Torah said you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, man. Yes, sir. It just served the things like that. It was some good things I want to bring out, though, that I have seen. It's a positive on this one. Now, this is a positive that the Torah talk about. You know, today, you know, we used to talk about negative and positive commandments and misvote. Now, here's something where they are supposed to. I would say, yeah, this is a good one they're supposed to keep among, especially like Israel. And I think they said Jews do this. I can't verify that, but I've heard it. Loaning money. This Exodus 22:24, and it says, "If you loan money to one of my people who is poor, you are not to deal with him as you would a creditor, and you are not to charge him interest. You are to take your neighbor's coat as collateral." Now, you know, we don't do that now, though, but you are to take it as a collateral. "And you are to restore it to him by sundown, because it is his only garment. He needs it to wrap his body. What else does he have in which to sleep? It says, moreover, if he cries out to me, I will listen to him, but I'll be a compassionate." That's not actually the one I'm talking about or want to read, but it was just talking about loaning money. The Bible has something to talk about loaning money. It's just like, if somebody's in need of something, it said that you are supposed to give it to them. Now, it talked about that, about loaning money, and even they do this today. Now, they do still do it. Well, they did do it. I don't know if they do it. Like, y'all remember they said, like, when you somebody's in debt, I think it's the year of Jubilee or any day, I think it's 7 years. But it was like, after 7 years, your debt's supposed to be wiped out. I don't, like, if I borrowed, you know, like if I borrowed $7,000 from, you know, Dave or you, Alpha Bill, and I only paid you $1,000 back. Now, 7 years is supposed to be wiped out because the year is Jubilee coming. If I ain't paid y'all but like $1,000 in year seven, hey, whatever, if you didn't get it from me, it just is over with. You got to clear my debt. And then I just, like, my record just start over. My credit start over again. That's how it this was basically the year of Jubilee, the 7 years. And I've heard that now, like when they say when you file bankruptcy and wage earning stuff, after 7 years, ooh, is that true? Have you heard of that before, Alvin?
Yeah, that's true. But, no, I mean, it takes 7 years to recover from a bankruptcy, but you're never truly forgiven. Mm-hmm. Like, like it's still on your record. So every time, if you try to get a fresh start, you're gonna start under penalty.
Damn.
So man, you gotta get these. Yeah, you gotta get these fly by night credit cards and start small and start building your credit back up from the bottom. It's not like you can just walk in like a new person.
Damn. Yeah, I'm glad I think because here it is right here in this book. Torah for Dummies, it has. It says the Jubilee year, which is 7 years. This year, according to the Torah, is when the debts are canceled out and people return to the land that their ancestors originally owned. It says you can count seven Shabbatic years, that is seven times a year. Well, you know, Shabbatical years, they say. But yeah, your debt is canceled out after 7 years. Whatever they owe you, oh, it's a wrap. It's gone. They got a fresh start.
That's a common business maneuver. Mm-hmm. You know, so like they'll have a bunch of debt, have a crap load of creditors, and they'll file a chapter. Well, I don't know if it's 11 or 13 for them, but yeah, a lot of their debt, it gets wiped out off their books. But not all of it. There's some that you cannot write off.
Hmm.
Yeah.
But like I said, that was in ancient biblical times that they did that. Oh, and like I said, some of this stuff, like I'll be looking at, and I just throw this out. Like we were talking about selling your daughter. Uh-oh, here's one. Uh-oh. It also, you usually can, when your daughter reached puberty, might have been, hell, I don't know, 11, 12, you let them get married, or you sold them off, gave them to somebody, and they got married. Nowadays, if you did that, there's a law here in the States, and what we always talking about, pedophilia. Nah, you ain't doing that today. You damn sure ain't did that. That's a part that even talk about. Now, I know we don't subscribe to the New Testament, but even with that, it talked about Mary. It's a book I have called The Lost Scriptures. It talk about how Mary was 12 years old when she supposed to got. Now, you know, according to them, that she had a baby by the Holy Ghost. It wasn't no baby by, you know, by Joseph, but she was a spouse of Joseph. And they said, but it was saying how she was, man, what's the book called? She got pregnant at the age, she was pregnant at the age of 12. She was only 12 years old. Damn, I can't find it right now. I can't reach it anyway. It's on my other shelf. But anyway, they said she was 12 years old when she got pregnant. Then you even go back, you think about Prophet Muhammad when he married, what was the young name? Aisha. When she was, how old was she today? 9 or something like that? For a day. But anyway.
Yeah, I'm here. She was 4 years old. She was 4.
She
was 4. Pop Muhammad was worse than R. Kelly.
Yeah. I thought she was older. I thought she was 9, man.
No. Pop Muhammad, old pervert, man. Old fucking weirdo.
Yes, I do. I got it.
Hold on. I got to look that up.
I thought they said she was 9, but he consecrated the marriage when she was, I don't know, I would say 12.
That nigga should have been locked up.
I got to look this up.
That nigga should have been locked the fuck up. Prophet Muhammad was an old pervert, man. An old pervert. So, but I'm going to back up on something before you go into any further with that.
Yeah, go ahead, because I got to look that up about Prophet Muhammad.
That debt collector, I was listening to you. I had to wash some dishes real quick. The debt that you were talking about, Alpha Male, with them wiping it off after 7 years, man, I'm going to tell you something. I've been having a David Federal loan on my account. I owed them over $5,000 that I never paid back. It's been over 8 years. They still got that shit on my record.
You know what? Go check your credit and then dispute it. And I better drop on it.
Okay.
Yeah, they won't tell you that, but after 7 years, they've already wrote it off. So that they, you know what I'm saying? They got insurance to cover it. So, but if you don't dispute it, the credit bureau won't look into it. So when you dispute it, they got to answer. And the way what you say in the dispute is that basically that I no longer owe this debt, and they got to prove that you do, and I guarantee you they can.
Okay. Well, I thank you for that, Alpha Male, because I've been having that shit on my record, and hell, I've been doing Montgomery Ward, 7th Avenue. Just to get my credit up, just to build it back up. I've been in those little, you know, layaway programs to build your credit up slowly. And like I said, it's been going up by like 1 or 2 points. So, yeah, Brother Dave is a broke Jew. So, you know, he ain't up there with a Rothschild. still broke. Anybody want to know?
Hell no. Nah.
Hey, welcome to the club. Welcome to the club. but see, and that's so fascinating because I was just telling my wife, growing up in the, growing up in my family, black family, right? They never talked about financial literacy. The most you got was get a job, you know, get a wife, have some babies, you know, and pay your bills. They didn't teach us anything about credit and how it works and how to establish it and all that kind of stuff. With all the things that I thought I knew, I was financially illiterate.
Hmm.
So I thought, you know, wow, man, you know, like, oh, it's always a struggle. And I met my wife, and she kind of laughed. She like, you bring in more money than you think. And she told me it's not the amount, it's the other end. And she taught me about coupons and how to get deals, and I started using my veteran discount. Man, let me tell you something. I can get an apple out of a lemon.
Damn.
You know, cause,
damn.
Yeah, because don't nobody tell you shit. And then we don't know the questions to ask. You know, and we think these people are supposed to be experts because that's what they get paid to be. But you got to think about it. At the end of the day, they're just trying to get home. They trying to do the least they can do, make their money, and take care of their family. You're not even a concern to them. So why they gonna give you all the details? So you got to really know which questions to ask.
That's right.
And you know what, Alpha Male, and you know what, and to think about back up what you're saying. Now, I got expelled from 12 schools and all. I always tell you that. But in out of all those 12 damn schools, I'm going to tell you something. They had something called independent living in health class, which they teach you about your health. They teach you about living independently, teach you how to sew and all that. And I'm going to tell you something that I've got that I didn't get out of that, like you were just saying, the couponing and all that, they don't teach you nothing. They didn't teach us shit about credit in none of those classes. The independent living, when they told us about money, they told us the math about money, and that was it. But they did not teach us shit about, like, the how to save the what you call it, the retirement. They ain't teach us about none of that. Like, I was kind of very shocked at them teaching us how to add our money up. But other than that, they ain't teach us shit. And no. Out of all them 12 schools, I learned how to add my money, subtract my money, but I ain't learned shit about how to get 401ks out of a job. I ain't getting no sense out of no business, how to start a business. And Alpha Male, and I'm going to tell you this. So I went back to school, got my high school diploma and my associate's degree, right? When I was 24, I think it was. And so when I went back and I got my associate's, right, I got it in business administration, business management, right? I didn't learn shit about no administration at all of a business. they told me, like, I'm being serious. Like, I went to a community college. I learned, okay, about the different coworkers, about, you know, maybe about W-2s, what that was. I learned about, you know, the 1099s. But I did not learn shit about, okay, if I wanted to get a grant, if I wanted to get a business loan, how to fill this out, who to go to. I didn't learn none of that shit. I'm being serious. None of it. None of it. And when I came out to get myself together, and, you know, as far as, you know, trying to get a management position in the field of salon industry and all of that, man, shit, I'm being serious with you. And some of the salons I worked at, they've had, like, salon management courses. Man, none of that shit, all that shit was stuff that I still learned when I went and got my associates, but I didn't learn it. I was like, ain't this some shit? Yeah. I learned more on job training than in the school that I went to get the specialty learning for that. Yeah.
Only in America.
Yeah, I wasted my damn time. That's why I say I hate to claim that I got a damn degree in that shit. I hate it. Because I get schooled by motherfuckers that's got businesses, that ain't got not a damn paper to claim, and they telling me about the grants to get, the certain loans to get, the certain programs, and I'm like,
yeah.
What, you know, the fuck?
I'll say this, and I'll get back. We can get back on track. But if you ever notice, when you're licensed to do something, you're licensed against doing something. So, say if I had a real estate license, and I wanted to, you know, say just flip properties or, you know, get private investors involved. Well, if I have a license, all that's illegal, right? But if I just do it on my own, then I can do it. So a lot of time, a license is to stop you from doing things. And the last thing I'll say is, if you ever notice, and see, they know they don't teach financial literacy, because, you know, what's that called when all the kids go down to the college, the register and all that? Well, on that same table where you find out, you know, all the details about the college, is a whole row of credit cards. You know, fill this out, get you a credit card, fill this out. I mean, thousands of them. And they know that they're not being taught financial literacy. And they know, I mean, come on, most college students are broke as hell. So it's not a coincidence. I was
going to
say, did I put you
all
to sleep?
No, I didn't have a damn mic on. I was just looking up some scriptures. Here's one. I would say good business practice. Sometimes we don't get this. When the book of Leviticus, chapter 25, verse 14, it says, if you sell anything to your neighbor or buy anything from him, neither of you is to exploit the other. And then I jump down to verse 17. It says, same chapter, just 17 verse. It says, thus you are not to take advantage of each other. So yeah, that's good business practice. No hoodwinking and trying to get over.
Right. Don't go to Walmart, buy all the toilet paper, and they want to upsell it to me.
Yeah. You ain't lying. Yep. And that's it. Oh, and I'm going to jump down to verse 35. Here's another one right here. See, these were good practices they had, but a lot of this was like talk about dealing with your own. And this is some so-called black man, woman, African-American, whatever you want to call it, here in America. These are practices that we should be trying to acknowledge and keep in the practice. I said, we talk about, that's why Elijah Muhammad said, do for self. And it was another one. Yeah, I forgot how you said it. Was something else I say. I forgot. We got to sustain our own selves and our own community. Because believe it now, some of them Jewish communities, we're going to say it, Jewish communities, they practice these type of things, right? And I think Claude, what was it, Claude Anderson or something like that? He kind of,
yeah.
I'm forgetting. Don't he say, well, I forget. What was one of them saying he was saying? Not power, you know, but shit, I'm just getting brain dead tonight.
Well, Dr. Claude Anderson, I mean, he said a lot of things.
Yeah,
but
he spoke about saying. Go ahead, brother.
No, I know he spoke about, you know, how other communities circulate money within their own community. Mm-hmm. He also spoke about how, you know, voting is cool, but, you know, you have to buy politicians. That's how other people get by. I mean, he said so many things.
Yeah, it was almost, it was one of them saying he had something like doing, it was almost like the do for self, but it was, I forgot how that's saying. I heard him one time kind of say something. It was in some to that degree. But here's, like I said, Leviticus 25 and verse 35. It says, if a member of your people has become poor so that he cannot support himself among you, you are to assist him as you would a foreigner or a temporary resident so that he can continue living with you. Do not charge him interest or otherwise profit from him, but fear the Most High so that your brother can continue living with you. Do not take interest when you loan him money or take profit when you sell him food. That was another one.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Especially when he's already poor. Go ahead, brother.
Well, that's a common practice amongst quite a few communities. You know, but we tend to I don't know, because it has a bad connotation, because you know, like, you know how people talk about, oh man, you know, brother always looking for a hooker.
Yeah.
You know? So we feel like, you know, it happens so often that, you know, we're not going to charge you any less than we charge anybody else, you know. So, yeah, we have some serious mental and behavioral issues we need to work on.
Yeah. Oh, I just thought about something else, man. Now, this was a crazy one right here. The probably the only ones that do practice this a little bit, and I'm going to say that affront you something, you just get out of jail. Now this is going to be crazy, but it's a negative, though. But they practice this some to a degree. You just get out of jail. Your homie just got out of jail. You broke. And here your partner go want to front you some dope. Man, go on get your ass in, dog. I'm going to front you something. Get your ass on your feet. That's why it's a bad scenario, but damn. They got to do that to me, this shit.
Yeah. That's a tough one, though.
Yeah, but that's crazy. Now, that's the negative ones that do that. Go on. I'm going to front you something, dog. Get on your feet, dog. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's something. But
they go ahead, bro.
Now, is that without any interest or any payback, or is that just like get yourself together?
Now, I don't know how they do that one. I don't know.
Yeah,
now, that's something.
Because me and my wife always say, "Free costs too much."
Yeah, he lied. Oh, but yeah, but once they front you something, you're going to have to keep working for them, though. So, yeah.
Yeah.
You got to keep going working for them. So, yeah, you do owe them. So I guess that is a form of interest for them. I just thought about that. That was kind of crazy. Yes, sir. Brother Dave, I got to throw something at you the other night. I don't think you heard this. Now, I got to skip over to what they call the New Testament. I don't think you were missing this one. I think it was almost close to you to go to bed. Now, Justin said he liked this day. He liked this one. Now, this, I was going and I was talking about Romans 13. And damn, I mean, damn. And Justin said, hey, I like that right there. Now I'm gonna read that part one more time. Now this Paul, because you probably heard it, but you didn't get a chance to respond, or you didn't respond yet. Now what you did? Now Paul was saying Romans 13:1.
Let every soul be subject unto the high powers.
Yeah, now my king, I said, damn, my King James, my Catholic, damn, I'm still saying the wrong damn name. Jewish Study Bible says it like this. It says everyone is to obey the governing authority. If there is no authority that is not from God, and the existing authorities have been placed where they are by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority is resisting God. So God, you know, has instituted it. You know, we were talking about that, and, you know, because remember Alpha Male was talking about earlier about that part on this last show about these damn pastors, imams being deputized by Homeland Security. I forgot. Alpha Male, you call them another name you had said. I forgot the name you used, though.
Clergy response team.
There you go. Yes, sir. They're right there. But Justice was saying, I like that part right there. Yeah, man. But he don't understand, because I was going into the historical part why Paul was saying that, because he was a damn Roman agent. He was telling the Jews they should obey, because that, you know, like that, you know the history, because out of the Jews, a rebellion against the damn Roman authority who had them under occupation. But Justice thought that was a good thing. Oh, man, yeah, that is good, man. Yeah, they under the authority of God. But that ain't what Paul was trying to do. Paul was trying to, goddamn it, like I said, just make them obey their master, as he said, because he did say that in Ephesians at the end of the day.
You know, I'm going to tell you something. I heard that nigga. But
you did hear what he said, okay.
But see, that's the thing with him saying, you know, Justice don't realize what he does. See, with Justice, he's all about, I got to be right in the democratic political way. And see, with that type of Negro, will have your ass, will keep you as a goddamn slave.
Damn.
And see, with him, see, the thing is with him, see, he comes out with his shit. Cause everybody know when you listening to Paul, Paul was all about what he had. His friend name was Titus, who destroyed Jerusalem. He had Philemon, who, you know, he pretty much told his slave to go back to his master. Then he told you in Colossians, slaves, please obey your earthly masters. So when we hear Justice talking about old following with the Democrats saying, look what Democrats stand for, LGBT. Mm-mm. They stand for damn transgender homosexuals. So when we're looking at Justice, the reason why I heard this nigga, but I was sitting up there like, you know what? I'm let Alpha Male take care of that nigga too. if I do it, you know, especially with that show, it would have been out of my league, because I'm just new to this political thing. I've been ignoring it for so long. You got me back into it, REI. You and Alpha Male, I thank y'all for that. But
yes,
my thing is to be a moral, is to be a rabbi. And we stick in our lane. If Justice come on this show right now, call in, I would break them down. I'd be like, look, nigga, the Romans is pushing the abortions. You know, the Caesar and Herod was killing every male baby. He was after baby Jesus when we look in the book of Matthews. These were the people Paul represented. And see, this is what the Democrats represent.
Go ahead.
Let justice call in now. I can break them down because this is the angle of my work. But see, that show, I was out of it. I'm admit, I was kind of out of it. I'm new to that, you know. And then, like you were saying, for me, it would have been off topic if I had brought the Torah in. You know, because Torah and politics is like oil and water. I bring the Torah out, and you know, if brothers is gone, you know, them Democrats gonna be like, "Who the hell are you?" You know, so yeah. But I heard what that nigga said, though. I heard him, but like I said, it wasn't my time to respond to his ass right then and there with that. But I heard him say, "I like that."
Yeah, you know, but I would have to say, Dave. But then I'm going to give you something right fast on something you just said, though. The Torah and politics still goes hand in hand. That's why I was saying a lot of Israelites need to learn that, because that's why you have a lot of Israelites, they failing here inside of America, because they think everything is separate. They don't really understand this whole dynamic. When you're reading anything in the Torah about a government, as Moses was setting up, that's why I said they have to understand this ancient literature. Yes, see, it's a mixed bag. It's kind of mixed up in there. You got religious, it's a religious story, it's a governmental story, it's a this story, dietary law story, all in one. But when you when Moses was talking about these, giving these instructions, when we get ready to go in the land, so and so, like I said, I'll keep saying, he was telling them how they're going to establish their government. And, you know, because like United States, when these invaders came over here and they came up with their so-called constitution, there was the rules on, as you know, constitution supposed to be the law of the land. That's what Moses was basically doing. When we go into the land, hey, we're not going to be like the other people. Like, you know how I said, they was doing this, they did that. So he was setting up the laws of that land. You ain't going to be doing it up in here. You know, hey, this is a penalty. We're going to hang your ass or we're going to stone your ass. Yo, hey, you ain't going to do that. By law, because you know they had a court system. The judges, when you talk about the judges, they's like that was like the Supreme Court. So you had politics and what again? What was King David? Now in that day they might not say the political figure, but he was a politician because he did what did he do? He was ruling a kingdom, a nation. Now we know king they wouldn't call it. It's these English terminologies. But I was again, Israelites need to, or Hebrews, whatever, they need to learn that still, even in this, it was the Torah was still had politics in it. It had it. You're not a government, you're not a nation, and you're not having some kind of political thing, politics in it. That's shit. When he had government, all them government we read about, I don't give a damn, it's the Acadians. It was a government, so it was politics. You know, it might not have been deemed that in it, but see, a politics, that's why I keep always saying politics is you're going to deal with politics. I don't give a damn how we want to look at it, how we dislike it. But if you got a nation or even a tribe, you're going to have political thing. Hell, Shaka Zulu, them, hell, goddamn it, it was dealing with politics. All of that shit. You know, you always going to have. And that's what we need to start looking at. Because if we want to say we're going to be a nation, it's more than just saying, well, we're a group of Israelites. Okay, because even you start, like when churches, they have bylaws. That's their political law. We might say political law. You got to join a church. You join some kind of organization. Just say Liberation Tabernacle. We really have started a major organization. We're going to have some constitutional rights or bylaws on how we run our so-called organization or, you know, a body that we have. It had to be some laws in there. Like the Moors say, our body politics. You're going to get away from that. You're going to, that's what it's going to be. But yeah, but so we're going back to Paul them though. But like I said, they was under the Jews was under the influence. Well, they had their even though they had that's why you kind of like reading the Gospels and they're talking about and notice how the Jews they said they wanted to execute Jesus, stone him to death. They wanted to hang him, right? They wanted him punished. But you notice how they had to take him to the they couldn't even kill him. They had to go to the Roman authority to ask for him to get killed. Now, I'm just saying according to the story, y'all. I ain't saying I believe all that. But according to this story, because who? The Romans, even though they was in Judea and the Romans, but they occupied that land. They still had to go, even though they had their own little court system. And like some ever said, a nation of Islam, a government inside a nation inside of a nation. They still had to go to the Romans to even execute hell's a Jew. Even if the Jews found the person guilty, they still had to ask the Romans, hey, can we execute this person? That's why you remember even in the thing, they said, Pilate said, I find no fault with this man. Even though the Jews were like, man, hell no, kill him. He's talking about he the king of the Jews. Hey, man, look, hey, that's on y'all. Go on somewhere with that petty stuff. That ain't got nothing to do with us. The only thing you're talking about overthrowing Rome. And that's where they had a lot of revolts. You had, like I said, you had the Jewish revolt. You had plenty of Jewish revolt. And one famous one was a guy named Bar Kokhba. And that's like right before Jerusalem got overthrown in 70 A.D. And that's, like I said, a lot of historical things that has to be studied. Like we read the Bible and look at the Bible, but you got to start going into looking at historical context. And that's why I said a lot of this is somewhat you're reading. That's why I said sometimes it can, I don't know how to even put it, because sometimes it can seem so difficult. Some people say, man, there's other outside sources, man. We just study the Bible. No, you have to have other outside sources. Like you get, like I said, Bible encyclopedias. They have Bible Atlas and Bible archaeological books that you have to get and study and understand. Because they say, hey, a lot of places they didn't even know existed if it wasn't for the Bible. Like the Acadians and some of these places, hell, they see the names in the Bible, they never know that it existed. They actually stumble up on it, doing excavating stuff and like, hey, this the city that was mentioned in the Bible. See, they didn't even know. But yeah, but there's a lot, man. It's so deep with this Bible. Some people just get stuck in the Bible. They got to come outside of the Bible to look at other things and to, I don't want to say to verify the Bible, but to give it, just to confirm a lot of stuff, isn't there? Because one thing, again, a lot of this is Near Eastern. You got to understand the culture that was going on in the Near East. And there's a lot of things that was a cultural difference. And that's why I was saying some things we not going to be able to do that was done in those times because there's a way cultural differences. But like I said, you go over like in certain places in Africa, you still will be able to do some of them things because some of them people still do that. They hadn't changed their culture. But a lot of us, we don't do a lot of those things. That's why some people like who makes it, they don't even dress. Like some of us, like you see like the camp, some of them try to dress to mimic like the people in ancient times. Some people, they wear suit and ties. Hebrew, they wear suit and ties. Some wear jeans. Some wear this. Some wear fringes. Some say, well, we ain't got to wear no damn fringes. We don't do that. So it's all a cultural thing. Oh, but Prophet Muhammad did marry. I looked it up. He did marry the girl at 6 and had, and so-called, as they say, consecrated. Y'all know what that means. When he had sex with her at the age of 9 years old. Yeah. So he was kind of, it was 6 years old when he married her. But y'all see, that's what I'm saying. At those things at that time, back in those days, was a part of the culture. They did those type of things back then. We don't do that shit today because you try that shit in America. Well, we know a lot of them do. Jeffrey Epstein and a lot of them still do. They still try to slick practice these days. Oh, and I'm going to say this here. Uh-oh, since I said that. Jeffrey Epstein was supposedly been a Jew. Oh, y'all didn't know that, did you? Supposed to have been a Jew. Now, that's what his brother said. I've seen some things on that. So is he trying to go? And I've seen some shit in the Talmud that give validity to some of that. Now, some Jews said, oh, we don't practice that. We don't acknowledge that. But the Talmud was go way back to the ancient times, and they gave validity to doing this stuff, underage children and stuff.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So what I was saying, hey, you do that shit today, your ass going to go to jail. Now, you know, unless you're going to do that underground shit and you hang out with Hillary Clinton them and that Pizzagate shit, then you might get away with it if somebody catch your ass. But you ain't doing that shit today. And I wouldn't want to. So yeah, because I don't want no motherfucker trying to mess with my little goddamn 5-year-old granddaughter and shit. Nah, we ain't doing that shit. We ain't going back there. That's a law. Yes, sir. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, they working up on it though.
Yes, sir. They trying to bring that shit back. But you don't know. I did notice another thing when I said too. This is something key. And I notice there's certain things, and I know people are going to probably disagree, though. They'd be like, man, you really don't believe in the Torah, bro. I don't know what you into, Ariya. Come on. You might well going back to be Sunray. No, I'm just one who look. I'm like, I'm here. I ain't that probably good. I mean, what's your saying? What they be saying? What you said, bro? You ain't good at well, what is it? I'm not to let you say that one.
That I can't read that good?
Yeah,
but I sure can listen.
Yes, sir. Yeah, and the brother got he got that spirit of discernment too. I'm telling you, he can discern, and that's what the Bible talks about, having the spirit of discernment. And the thing here is, I was peeping this out when I was going back in there, even the part about selling your daughter. I've noticed something though in several places. I noticed some things are in there. It was just saying that Moses was just prescribing to the people. Like, even with that, when you start off Exodus 21, you don't see, like, certain places you will see where it says that the Most High told Moses so-and-so. You will see it says something like that. And the Most High said to Moses, he told Moses. When you go into that part, Exodus 21, the whole chapter of 21, especially when Moses was talking about that, you don't see nowhere where it says, and like how some Bible says, and thus says the Lord, and the Most High Yah said this. You don't see that in that. You don't see that right there. It don't say that nowhere. Now, it might mention, it might say God. Let me see one of what it says here. It says, so that I want to go free, then his master is to bring him before God. But it don't say like this is where the Most High, you know, told Moses, the Most High said so. You do not find that. So there are several places in here where Moses was actually giving his commandments, his things, his own orders. And I tell y'all, there's some parts in there where you will find, and see, this is some parts where y'all got to really understand. Because Moses, this is why I like certain, what they call them, restored name Bibles, where it insert where it said law and Torah and certain, because there are some point, it was, I forget exactly what, it was David, I think, or was it? No, Solomon in the book of Proverbs. And he says, obey my Torah. And you'd be like, wait a minute, obey my Torah? Because you'll know King James say, he was talking to his sons. Remember, the Proverbs is about King Solomon was giving wisdom and instruction to his two sons. So instead of the King James he was telling his sons to obey my instructions. But when you get a restored name Bible like this, even like this complete Jewish study Bible, they don't have the word law or none of that in there. And where it says instructions in the King James, it says the word Torah. So when it says obey my Torah, it actually, because Torah goes what mean teachings and instructions. And that's what King Solomon was doing. He was giving his children instructions, or, you know, teaching them life through the wisdom. So that's what I like. So that's what a lot of things that Moses was doing. I know some people, oh man, goddamn, you don't believe, but he still came from the Most High. A lot of things where Moses was talking, y'all, it didn't have nothing to do with it, because you don't see that. It was a lot of things Moses was commanding the people. Because you even see when they're going back into, I think I hear Alpha Male saying something, so I'm going to let this brother get in here. That's why you would hear the camp brothers even saying, peep this out, y'all. That's why you would hear, even with the so-called New Testament, some of the brothers say, we got to get back, man. They might be saying, we got to get back to the law, statutes, and commandments, but they say we got to get back to the commandments of Christ. Follow Christ's commandments, because they are following his teachings and instructions, his commandments, his orders, the way he taught, the ruling or the commandments that he taught. Peep out what they be saying. When they be talking about getting back to the commandments, they talk about the commandments or the teaching that, as they say, Yahweh Shai or Jesus taught. They ain't really told us talk about Torah. They talking about what he taught. That's their commandments and instructions. Or commandments mean order. Like they said, precept of one precept. When you look at the word precept, it only means orders or the man. That's it. So it's deep. So, yes, when I looked at that, I'm like, I don't see nowhere where, like, certain other places in the Most High said so-and-so. And I've heard scholars even teach this, even go into this. It ain't nothing y'all hell. I just popped out all of a sudden because I'm like alpha male. I guess sometimes I ain't as that most excellent reader, but I damn sure can hear good and I can discern. And so I've listened to biblical scholars, Jewish scholars, and a lot of them too. They'll actually tell you this. Now, these Jews that'll follow a lot of this, and they'll tell you, like, even certain things. They'll even tell you. They're like, well, no, man, that part right there, that was not originally in the Bible. They edited that and they inserted that in there and inserted that in so-and-so year, in 70 AD or, I mean, 70 BCE. They'll actually tell you stuff like that. That's why I like to look at the scholarship. They, even though they say they follow it, but they'll tell you certain things were edited. Like they say Moses wrote the Torah. They'll tell you a lot of it wasn't written by so-called Moses. They edited a lot of the stuff and inserted a lot of stuff. You know, the editors, late editors inserted things. Like, and me and Dave been having this discussion. There's brothers and sisters out there. I supposed to been doing a video all that. I ain't did one yet. I need to do it. But brothers be teaching out there. Y'all think that there's people only believing that Jesus coming back, right? Or Yahweh Shah, Yahshua coming back. There are some Tanakh-only congregations that believe King David is coming back to be the Messiah. Yeah, they waiting on King David to come back. And the reason being is because how they read a portion in the Torah several places. And the Torah that they read, and let me find one right fast. And I got here, let these brothers jump it back in here. Hosea chapter 3, what we hit, verse 3. And I'm going to just start at verse 4 right fast. It says, for the people of Israel are going to be solution. It says, for a long time without a king, prince, sacrifice, and standing, standing stone, ritual, vice. Now, this read way different than the King James, y'all. So everybody says something different than the King James. It says, now here's the part. It says, afterward, the people of Israel will repent and seek the Most High their power, and King David their king. They will come trembling to the Most High. And so they'll look at this, and they take that and say, see, King David coming back. And there's several places they have these, like that says, a couple of places they talked about this. It says, when it says, and they will repent and seek the Most High, and King David will be their king. Now, notice Hosea. It's after King David is already dead and gone. Hosea, King David been gone. So how you be like, well, wait a minute. How is he coming back? How is he saying this in Hosea that King David will be their king? And this is what they take as literal, but when you get some real study Bibles and they will have, and they have the notes in it, and by scholars, like I have one called the Oxford, the Jewish Study Bible, they're done by Oxford, and I have a couple of more, the New Jerusalem Bible has it in notes, several of them have it in the notes, and they will tell you that a lot of this was, like, they'll kind of break it down. They say, well, certain portions was that was inserted in there after Hosea, and someone would say that what they're actually talking about is not King David himself who's coming back, but they're talking about this a Davidic dynasty, talking about the dynasty, would be restored, not King David. And they say, like, I think it was Isaiah, and they said it was inserted later on by some of the people from the tribe of Judah. They inserted that in there. It was not in the original writings. So, but they take that and say, yeah, King David coming back. When he come back, he going to be the Messiah in the end. He going to be the Messiah. He going to be back on the throne again. Don't they teach that, Brother Dave?
They sure do. I've heard that. Heard that Shema Israel teach it. The Congress, not in Atlanta, they teach that too. And they do it through Isaiah the 49th chapter.
There you go, Isaiah 49. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They sure believe it. That's what I was going to do. My next video was supposed to be, who y'all waiting to come back, King David or Jesus? That was supposed to be my next video on Liberation Tabernacle. Y'all, who you waiting to come back, King David or Jesus? Yeah, that's my next video I was supposed to do. Yes, sir. But I think I heard it says, I might have cut you off. I talked so much, I probably made you forget what you were going to say, bro.
Nah, I was just going to say that goes back to that question I was asking before, the difference between a law and a commandment.
Yeah.
So you broke it down, so yeah.
Mm. Yeah, because a lot of things in there just is commandments. That's why even as a day, you remember this? My mind be gone today, hell. I can't remember how the damn thing today. But there's a portion that says, well, we know it's in the New Testament, but it's in the Torah that they actually got that from. The teaching of the doctrine and commandments of men. You know, now that was the so-called gospel said, but they actually took that out. It's part in the Torah that says that. They teach the doctrines and commandments of men. And hell, that's what these camps basically be doing. They giving their own commandments. They giving their own orders. Basically, it's orders and instructions that people following. Hell, church and God in Christ, them. I mention them. Hell, they got their own bylaw. You join them. They're going to give your own bylaws. And we follow the strict bylaws of C.M. Mason, the guy who started the Church and God in Christ. I'm like, well, damn, I thought y'all followed the law, the strict teachings of Jesus. But no, they follow the Bible according to the teachings of C.M. Mason, who started the Church in God in Christ. A lot of them do that, the organization. They got their own bylaws. But they all say they follow Jesus now, Christ, as they say. But damn, how y'all all got your own teaching, though?
Right.
It's crazy.
All right, now, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Within this month, which Passover is coming, right?
Oh, yes, sir.
And you also got a total eclipse.
Mm.
You have I don't know the number of planets that will align, and also a comet all within this month. Is there any significance to Passover and the astronomical events that are happening? Is there any connection?
I don't know. I ain't know all that was going on, God. No. Damn.
Yeah.
I don't know. I couldn't say, brother. I ain't gonna lie, all that was. That's something, but we might have to ask Robert X that question.
Yeah.
That's Robert X question.
He started to say something about it.
I did.
But a call came through. Go ahead.
Say it one more time.
Okay. All within this month, and I'm not sure about the dates, but you have Passover. You have a total eclipse. You have planetary alignments, and you also have a comet that's coming through. And I was wondering if there's any significance in any of that.
And connection, are they connected in any way?
You know, I somebody else brought that up to me a long time ago, and like I said, I know when it comes time for the I'm gonna go into that one day. I've heard that question posed on me before. I'm gonna go into that one day, and I'm also going to some of these calendars which the Jewish community put out there too. But I'm going to go into that one day because some people say that there's certain high holy days like Day of Atonement, Sukkot, that's on the wrong month in the wrong years, and also it's on the wrong months, but the moon cycles and all that. I'm going to have to go into that. I'm glad you posed that question on me, Alpha Male. I've heard somebody pose that on me before, but I would have to break down the calendars too. So, you know, because when we look at that, I'm going to go into that one day, man. I'm glad you, because I've had that question posed on me. And like I said, I've had the actually redo some of the days I followed the high holy days, because there was a time when I was with a camp that in REI, I don't know, you might have seen this with certain camps before. Certain camps don't follow Passover. Like, some of them will follow it like in December. And then they'll do Hanukkah in, like, June. So, yeah. So there's certain camps that that says there's something wrong with Passover being in the certain months that we usually follow it. So, but I'm going to go into that one day, though.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard
that calendar.
What
are you saying? You're talking about them having different calendars and following lunar calendars and this, that, and another. And
yeah.
Solar.
And some of them follow a lunar solar calendar. Like the Jews that we know, they follow the lunar solar calendar. And so you got certain camps that don't follow that. And like I was saying, they follow Passover in like November. Like, I'm being serious. There's camps that this is what they do. So yeah, but I'm gonna go into that one day, Alpha Male.
Yeah. Right, now, cool. Alpha Male, I couldn't get. Now, I can't. I mean, I'm being honest, I can't say. I couldn't say if it is or not. I mean, are they connected? You know, dealing with Passover, but just my opinion. Looking at. Going back to even with some of my old comedic days and how they dealt with cosmology, and just looking at other ancient cultures, and all of them dealt with certain natural occurrences. And that's why I said even certain things in the Bible, I know I'm going to get in trouble with this one again, but hell, it is what it is. It's just what it is. I mean, goddamn, come on now. It's certain things that sometimes we even see it like, man, God is, you know, like Hurricane Harvey that hit. Man, that was God, man, you know, tearing up that did that hurricane because they sending down there and all this. See, certain things is just, we might look at natural occurrences. And that's what they did. They looked at certain cosmological things and natural occurrences, and they like, man, see, that's God right there. And certain things that happen in nature, natural occurrences. And learn some probably put it out in the Bible. But I just look at, I don't know, I can't say it as a connection. It might be, you know, we'll never know what the hell is never going to be. Because like you said, the planet alignment. I remember Dr. Joe used to talk about that every so-and-so, and we had in certain the holy tablets, they talk about these different planet alignments. So I don't know, some of these things, just the law of nature, hell, like I said, certain things happen. Like I said, how many often that, how often did what you call, happen, the eclipse?
Let me see. It's quite a few years.
Yeah.
I know the next one, if I'm still alive, I'll be 74.
Oh, wow.
So, it'll be a while.
So like, so even with that, it's almost like it's a timer. It is like, oh, man, it just popped up out of the blue. It's like almost, it's a timer. This is a natural thing. It just almost,
yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying. It's like, the universe is not a respecter of what we call time.
Yeah,
it does what the universe does. We're the ones out of alignment.
Yeah, yep. But I hadn't heard about the comet though. Like I can't say, but you know, some people probably say that. Well, hey man, that show, what's going on? Because it's be coming to the end of the world. That's a sign the end of the world is coming. You know, they'll take stuff like that, hell, and twist it up.
Well,
do
you remember?
Go ahead,
what
brother.
Was the comet? It was Comet Neowise, I think it was, one of those comets, where a group of people said that if they commit suicide at the same time that the comet is passing over, they'll be swept up by the comet and taken into the universe.
You talking about Heaven's Gate, the ones in California
with
brand new jogging suits on and tennis shoes on. Kilpies.
So, I mean, some people take it, I mean, literal and seriously.
Yep, see?
Now,
maybe.
I do know celestial events affect people directly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm always looking up, and I don't believe in coincidences, and I just noticed that, you know. So, but I don't know. That, I guess my question is, does it tie in that all these things are happening at the same time? Because is Passover the same time all the time?
On the Hebrew calendar, based on this Hebrew calendar, basically about the same. It kind of changed a little bit during the day. Shit, because I can't remember when it was last year. I think it is the month of Adar. I know it'd be on the same. I think it's like a regular, you know, the calendar. It might be a different date. Like it might have been on Monday. Well, no, it always fall on. So it always fall on the weekend. I got to look it up after me. I don't want to speak out of turn shit.
Okay, because if you look at a moon cycle, right? Now, in theory, they say the moon makes a complete cycle around every 360 days, right? Which is a year, right? But in actuality, it's 365.25, something like that. That's why you end up with a leap year. Because if we stick with the 360 days, every cycle will be out of sync. So they have a leap year to adjust for the 0.25 or whatever it is. So that's how we end up back on track with the lunar cycle again.
Oh yeah, okay, I got you. Oh yeah, cause see this that old crazy ass calendar. Because somebody was saying, I was showing somebody like, hey man, we on the wrong calendar, and they was going by it. He said they was basically, we supposed to be on a 13th month calendar. And I think they were going by the old Jewish calendar, but this calendar here, it came by the damn Roman Catholic Church, had all that old leap year and stuff. But oh yeah, I don't know what the hell I'm thinking. Yeah, I should have went to the Torah the first time, Dave. I don't know why I went to that. But yeah, because you go to Leviticus 13, Leviticus 23, it break down all of the months. But here it says on the first month, it's the 14th day of the month between sundown and in complete darkness. Passover, when it comes to Passover. So basically, on the 15th day of the same month is when the Passover starts. Oh, shoot. And it always comes, supposed to be like the 15th day 15-day of what they call Nisan. That's when it's supposed to start, which is round about on our calendar. It's kind of because we can see it going somewhat. Our calendar, damn near, we got to go off of damn near their calendar a little bit. So it, I think the day might move. Because it's on a Monday. Because I remember sometimes it started like on a Friday, according to this calendar. I think last year was started on basically on a Shabbat one time.
Okay, so you say it tends to start, you said, on what date again?
It's supposed to be according to the Hebrew calendar, though, so our calendar be a little bit, the Hebrew calendar be a little bit different, but we still look at our calendar and say, see, that's going on a Friday, man. It's going to be on a Friday. And see, like the 15th, it might be on the, because that's the month of Nisan, we call Nisan on the Hebrew calendar, but that's April. And on this calendar, we're
right
on. So let me see. Let me go with, see what the 15 on. Let me look at that right. Damn, I got to get up. I got it on my phone. And pull up this calendar. Let's see what day. Go ahead, bro. I'm going to look at the calendar.
And that's what Rob was saying. Like, if Passover starts on the, say by this calendar, the 20, well, if it's a month, if it's a Monday, it'd be the 26th or the 19th. No. Somehow it came out to the 8th of April.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
and it is. I was like, I never heard that one before. Let me ask my Hebrew brothers. And,
yeah, let me look at the calendar.
you want to hear something else funny? Put y'all to sleep.
I'm looking at my calendar, y'all. Right.
I was trying to look at my Hebrew calendar, right? But yeah, and trying to see how that goes on this calendar. It's kind of confused the hell out of me. It's too. Looking at both calendars at the same time, see how it goes.
Well, we can address that one later.
Yeah. This kind of this.
Yeah, it's new to all of us, so I didn't really expect. Yeah.
Oh, you good? You good? But that's a good question, though.
Yeah, because I just want to know because I'm into that astrophotography and if there's truly a connection because they constantly say, what's that saying? As above. So below, what's
part
of that
saying? You're right. As above, so below. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Not wrong. But you know what, brother? I wouldn't doubt it because, like I said, certain we do know a lot of things are based around, like you said, celestial events. Because like you were just talking about earlier, because months. I mean, like they were talking about when the Shabbat, they had to, because they always say they look at the moon cycles, and that's how our calendar actually, basically, we get our calendar based off the moon. Because they said the word month is come from the word moon. Yeah, that's what they say. But that's how, in Hebrews we count, like, when it's going to be because of the moon cycle. I mean, it's got a moon cycle. So, like, they know, like I said, some people, like, they look at it, oh, man, we the new moon. Some guys, it's like congregation, they have, when a new moon come, they have a class, a Shabbat. I mean, like a new moon class. I don't know what they call it. I forget what they call it. Dave, you probably know what I'm talking about. Yeah, they look at the new moon.
That's when I get my best pictures.
Yep. Yeah, they have. Let me look it up on YouTube. But yeah, they have. I know a lot of them. They be having a new moon. They have like almost like a Shabbat almost when the new moon come. Did y'all see the moon? Did y'all see the new moon? And they were having them class. I know this group called Israel of a House of Atlanta. They do it all the time. The new moon. Yeah, they call it new moon. No, that's the wrong one. Yeah, but I know they do it every time, every month when a new moon come in. I forgot what the hell they call it, though.
Because I know during a new moon, I don't actually see the moon.
Hmm.
I don't actually see the moon until the first quarter moon, leading into a full moon. So, it's like, how do I explain it? I don't even know if it's, it has to be geographical, because I know here in the, in the northern hemisphere, during the new moon, it's pitch dark out there. You can almost see some of the constellations in the Milky Way with the naked eye. You know, if you have binoculars, you'll see a whole lot.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. But it could be something to that, but ain't no telling what. Because you know what, we do know, for number one, the so-called elitists, they look at a lot of celestial events and base a lot of things off of coming. You know, when they had Sylvia Brown them, they looked at certain events and like, oh man, this gonna get ready to happen, y'all. Y'all better get ready for this and so and so. So it could be something to that. I just couldn't go into this. But it could be something to that, brother. All that lining up at the same time.
Yeah.
It's not gonna be on the same day though, is it? It'll just in the same week, in the same month.
From what I heard, it should be. I know the eclipse is happening on the 8th.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't know if that lined up with Passover or not.
Oh, okay. Damn.
Trying to get info.
Oh, I got you. Ain't no telling, bro. And that's, man, that's amazing sight. I only saw it one time. Well, I'm here in Memphis. That's amazing sight, man. Yes, sir. And that's crazy. I'm like, damn, I got to go probably an hour away from me for me to actually see it.
Yeah. To be in the best spot where you get to see the corona, where you can witness what they call totality.
Yeah. Oh, so in certain areas you still somewhat see it, but not the total eclipse.
Right.
It's like here in Memphis, I be able to somewhat see it a little bit, but not the whole full eclipse.
Right.
That's how that works.
Thank you. Yep. So remember I asked you how close you were to, I forget where, and you looked it up?
Yeah.
Now, see, there you would get the totality. Like, you actually get the black dot with the flaming corona around it.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. And people travel. Man, there's people flying up from Japan, all over the world.
Damn.
Just to be somewhere along that path of totality. You know? So,
damn.
Yeah. And it's... Now, I haven't experienced a total eclipse. But the one thing everybody talk about how it freaks them out is it gets dark, it gets cold, and the animals react just like it's nighttime. The birds stop chirping, the bugs, you know what I mean? It'll just like it's nighttime. But the minute it passes, everybody fire back up.
Damn. Yeah, I saw it one year. It happened a couple of years ago in Memphis. It happened. We was at work. Everybody just stopped what they doing. We just started looking up. It was beautiful, man. I was like, dang. Yeah, that was beautiful, man. Nature is something else.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Nature.
And I'm going to tell you, I have this theory. And I never hear this theory. And I've actually had dreams about this. But you know the distance of the planets, right? For some reason, something tells me that, and I can't put a number on it, but millions and billions of years ago, the other celestial bodies were extremely close to the Earth. You know how they talk about, you know, how the universe is expanding?
Yes, sir.
Doesn't it have to expand from a point? And I used to always say, because they always wonder how the Dogons could chart that, I forget what system, was it the Orion system or something like that?
Sirius.
Yeah, you exactly right.
Yes, sir.
But I think they could see it. I think it was closer. I think many long time ago that the other planets, or I call them celestial bodies, were much, much closer to the Earth. And I think it steadily expanded from there. And I think they got it wrong about the pyramids, too. But I'll deal with that one later. But for some reason, it's just my opinion and my theory, but I can't seem to shake it, because no matter what I read, no matter what science field, the science, physics, theoretical physics, none of it makes sense to me without that being a part of it.
Yeah. Because they keep wondering, how did they see it with a naked eye? And now, like you said, we got to look at it with a telescope.
Right. So.
See, it's something.
Yeah. So I have questions.
Yeah, I don't even know what I don't even know how to find it with a telescope.
Hey, Alpha Man.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you something. Do you believe the moon landing was real?
Honestly, no. No. That was too great of an achievement to just abandon. Because, you know, man by nature is greedy.
Yeah.
if he made it to the moon and he thought for 1 minute he could sell the moon dust, well, he'll jump in an old 66 Chevy to go get some of that dust to sell. That it makes no sense to me why they never went back. And everybody that wants to reach the moon only sends rovers. They don't send people. So that makes no sense to me. You know, it's like me saving up all my life for a Cadillac. I get it parked in the driveway and never drive it. You know? So, I don't believe it.
Yeah, that is crazy. Like I said, you never went back no more after that.
Right.
Hey, there's something else that I'm going to put out there for you all. Now, you know how we are about Jesus not being real. Now, listen at this. And I'm going to break this down when I do my lecture about the calendar and all that, which is going to be probably in a month or so. Alpha Mill, this is something I'm going to put out there for y'all. Anybody that's listening, do you know the name Jesus and Zeus means Jupiter? Put that out there for y'all.
Yeah, well, Mayor Sunray talked about that.
Yes, sir. And it's crazy today, even with that. Now I kind of be thinking about this sometimes, like, God damn, are we worshiping Saturn? Because, you know, they say Saturday is actually Saturn. What, Saturn take us back to that. Because, like, we know we say we have Shabbat. Because I remember somebody said that. Shabbat, y'all talking about Shabbat. That's Saturn. Y'all worshiping, don't give him praise to Saturn. And I was like, God damn. Sometimes I be thinking about that every Shabbat. Sometimes I'm like, man, hold up, bro. We giving praise to Saturn and shit. But I mean, you know, that's that Roman and Greek stuff. All the name of the days of the week are linked to, you know, some of these things. So it's, I don't know, brother. It's crazy. But like a lot of stuff is tied back to the celestial stuff. Like again, to the celestial skies and all this stuff. I don't know. Ain't no way around it. Like saying we are linked. We are linked to this stuff. Like you said, brother, yeah. I mean, as above, so below, you know. Like they say, your chest, you know, right in your chest, they call it what? The solar plex, your solar plex, like the solar system. And yeah, I was, it's funny. It's amazing, though. We all are linked to it.
Yeah.
Your eyes. Brother, you ever seen them pictures how they'll show, like, how your eyes, your pupils, and they show some stuff out of space, and it just look just like your eyes? You saw pictures of that before?
Oh, yeah.
Man, that's amazing.
Matter of fact,
you know what's so crazy? You know what's so crazy about that? Now, I have eye problems myself, so sometimes I'll go to, like, the eye doctor, and they have me to, at the eye doctor, one of the eye doctors I go to, they'll have me to look at, like, a machine, and they'll have me, like, press a button, and they'll have, and they'll say, it's like a computer, is so they can kind of check out like the back of my eyes, and it's like it'll have things bouncing off while I'm looking into this like computer, and they say they can see in the back of my eyes, and the whole time it's like little things shooting out at me, and they say that that's my eyes, and I'm like, how the how can you see the back of my eyes with me looking in this little computer where it's like some things poking out at me? That's like every time it pokes back at you, you press this button. And we can see the closer through your eyes. And I'm like, what the hell? Yeah, it's one of my eye doctors that I go to. And with what you were saying, yeah. I believe that they can see, like, the solar system through our minds. I do.
I got to ask you something, too. Hell, I forget.
Go ahead and ask.
Well, let me see. I don't know if I can ask him, but it was two things. One, but, like, we were talking about that eye. And you know how I the black hole, and it is funny how, I don't know where I could describe our eyes, though, but I don't know the parts, how you really pronounce it. But in the middle, we do have a black part right in the middle of it, almost look like a black hole.
Right.
It's something. And then you remember sometimes you get hit, somebody may get hit in the head or something, you know, or something, and you get dizzy. Damn, I'm seeing stars. And you do be seeing them like these little dots. I was thinking about that when Dave was saying, when he was talking about the machine.
Yeah, they like little sparkling going off in your brain.
Yeah. And they said, man, he was seeing stars. I wonder why they say you seeing stars.
And that's what it's like when I look into the machine at the eye doctor that I go to. They say they can see, like, the little pupils, the little brain waves, and it's like a machine that they put, that they hook my eyes to, and they have me to press a button, and it's like little shots going off at me, and I'm like, what the hell? But, yeah, it's like I'm seeing stars when I look into the machine. Yeah, it's crazy.
Damn.
Their technology is terrible. It's crazy.
We all linked to the universe. And my wife sent me a video the other day. It was a guy talking about how he used to be an ex-gangbanger. And said he, when he got shot, he talked about this thing, how he went to hell. That's what he said. That's the whole thing about. But he said when he got shot, he said he was, when he was falling backwards, he was falling backwards, and then something that happened, he just, like, blanked out. But his body was actually falling backwards, but in this thing, I don't know, like out of body or something, it started falling forward. But he said when he said the people who was shooting him, he's like, man, they look like some damn giants. And then he started talking about, like, some damn reptilians and all that. My wife, she sent me that, and she's like, hey, it's a guy on his job. He said he got shot 5 times, and he said he was saying damn near the same thing dude said. He said when the people were shooting him, he said looked like they looked like big ass, like damn giants or something. You know, I can't even describe, like, you know, like they said the Titans were. He said, man, they were huge. And they was like, everybody, he said, my wife was like, they were saying like giants. And she said, I thought about that when that guy in that video was saying the same thing when he said he got shot. These people like giant, he was talking about how he went down like to hell. It was like, he said he kind of woke up this when he was in the hospital, but he said it was like, he said, I can't really describe. It was like in seconds. All of this happened like within seconds. And I was like, damn, I was listening to him for a minute. I said, damn, it sounds kind of crazy as hell. But I don't know. We don't really know what's on that other side, you know, when we die or what actually goes on. I don't know.
Well, maybe at that state you can actually see those demonic spirits.
That's what he was saying in that video. I started listening to it. He was talking about that's what he was seeing. He's like, man, he was seeing all kind of stuff. He's like, man, when he got out of the hospital, he was like, He said, now he'd be talking about how he served God. Now he's a Christian now, though, but he was like, he left all that stuff alone, all that gang banging. He said, man, I thank God he showed me. I got my life straight. He said, after that, he said, I didn't go. He said, I thought, he said, the portion that he was describing, he's like, I thought that was hell. He said, but I wasn't even in hell. That was just the gate of it. And he said, man, they show you basically sin you ever did, they show it to you. And he was talking about you got this, like, you know how they talk about the good angel, bad angel? And basically he was saying you got this thing that's telling me everything that do. He said, this is what he was saying. He's like, the Bible speak about familiar spirits. He said, everybody has a familiar spirit. He said, there's a spirit that you, everybody has on them. He said, that's why sometimes you can go to, he said, and it's always learning everything about you. He said, that's why when you go to a psychic or something, he said, a psychic could be telling you stuff about you. He's like, how do they know something about you? You'd be like, how do they know this about you? He said, what it is, that psychic has a familiar spirit. And he said, and those two familiar spirits are talking to each other and telling your familiar spirit, telling that other spirit. He said, because both of them really wicked spirits, but they telling each other. That's how they know about you, because that spirit they has on you and your spirit is telling. I was like, damn. He was saying some stuff. Like, in 1 minute, you'd be like, oh, no, that's kind of crazy. There's some other things you'd be like, I don't know, man, because he was just talking about the spirit world. And like I said, that is true. We don't know what's happening out there, how that spirit world works. Because I'd be thinking about some of my dreams. I'm like, damn, that's crazy.
Yeah.
It's seeming so damn real, man. I ain't going to say they scare me, but I'm like, I'd be thinking, when I wake up, I'd be actually looking around like, hold up, man, am I still in that dream world or dream state? Am I actually woke this time? Because when them damn dreams be so damn real sometimes. But I like, wait a minute. I know my grandmama passed away. I know my mama gone. So now I must be awakened. But them damn dreams be so goddamn real, man. It'd be crazy.
It is the craziest part. You act just like yourself in that dream.
Yep. Y'all do.
You think like yourself, you talk like yourself, you walk like yourself. And you're like, well, can I at least be Superman in my dreams?
You lie. And Brother Alphamir, oh man, what he said too, he said people think when you die you lose all your memory and all of this. He said, oh, and all your senses and all that. He said, nah. He said, man, your smell, your sense of smell is heightened. Everything, your senses, it get even higher. Like, you know, whatever you were smelling is so easy to. He said, man, them senses, they get even higher. I mean, he was saying some stuff like, damn.
Yeah.
Well, I'm like, because it made me think of my mama was in the hospital, and she'd be laying there, and I don't know what happened, but something in one moment, she'll start hollering, oh, Lord, help me, help me. It was like she saw something. She'd be like, oh, please help me. But, you know, she was a Christian. So, Jesus, please help me. Then she said, Lord, help me, please. Like, I'm like, we're like, Mom, what's going on? What's going on? It was like something, like when she kind of went doze off, like she saw something. And she'd be screaming and hollering, help, please help me, Lord, please. And we're like, Mama, calm down. It's okay, it's okay. And then she'd like, He'd be breathing hard. Okay, okay, okay. He was like, damn, what did she see? You know? And it almost made me think what dude said, because they had used to have us so heavily medicated and sedated, too. And I remember when I had a hernia surgery, I was on them I forget which one it was. I don't even the Percocet or the lower tab. And I couldn't stand them things. I had to stop taking them because I didn't know, man, I didn't know if I was awake or I was asleep. And I always seen I call them demons and witches. I was always seeing demons and witches. And I didn't know if I was woke or when I was asleep. I had to stop taking them damn things. I just went dealt with the pain, cold turkey. I'm like, damn this. I don't like that.
I had that same experience on that damn Ambien.
I get up,
man, cook full meals and eat. And my wife's looking at me like I'm crazy, but I'm actually asleep doing all this shit.
Damn.
And I wake up in the morning like, I'm like, babe, why you put all these dishes on my side of the bed?
Damn. And that cooking is where I was supposed to be sleep.
Yep. Damn. And she said she couldn't get no sleep, but she kept saying, he's going to walk out that door and get in that vehicle sooner or later.
Damn.
But once I realized it, and it shocked me to my core. I mean, it was like a thunderbolt from heaven, brother. My whole body just froze when I realized what was going on. And she was like, I told you. And I couldn't talk for probably 20 minutes because I was in shock. I couldn't believe I was doing all that.
Damn.
Yeah. You ain't joking, buddy. The medicine and drugs, man.
Yes, sir. Open you up. I'm going to ask you, have y'all ever been in your sleep, you ever been shot or stabbed? And wherever in your dream you got shot or stabbed, you woke up holding that, wherever, like, so you got the arm, or you woke up holding that spot, and it was hurting when you woke up?
Not that I can recall, no. But
damn.
You got to remember, for me, I was in pain all the time. Sleep, it didn't matter. So one more spot,
yeah.
I wouldn't even notice.
Yeah,
oh, damn.
That's happened to me.
That happened to you today? Where have you got shot or stabbed?
Yeah. Stabbed.
And you woke up, and wherever you got stabbed in a dream, it was hurting.
Yeah. That's happened to me before. That's happened to me. That's happened to me. It's crazy. I've actually been in real life.
Damn.
Back in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Real damn life. Real life. Dave got war scars.
I got stabbed, but I ain't never got shot. But I dreamed that I got shot several times.
Never got shot, but definitely stabbed, though.
I'll tell you something crazy. Oh, go ahead, Dave.
What I was going to say is, too, it's something that I want to piggyback off of what you were saying earlier about death. Now, me, I have severe sleep apnea, and I also have narcolepsy. And today, I was at my barbershop cut. Now, I'm the only one in my shop, right? So, it's a one-man chair, one-man shop. So, I'm sitting up in there, and I fall asleep in the corner. And I try to wake up out my sleep, and I look next to me, and it wasn't nobody there, but it was a hand. And I try to wake up and try to get the hand off me, and the hand was trying to pull me somewhere. And then I try to pull the hand back, and I jerk back to sleep. But I was like, what the fuck is this? Is this the Lord trying to call me back home? Like, you know, I know, but I've had that happen to me a couple of times within the last month.
That afterlife, I always think about it. I'm like, man, what's really going to happen? You know, are you going to be there? And, you know, because they think you make you think about, hell, man, damn, how long I got to go through that? I mean, damn, you going to leave there like on Earth. You can live, you can be here for a minute, then you're going to die and go somewhere else. I'm like, damn, in the afterlife, you're going to go through that. But, you know, they'll teach you it's eternity. You're going to hell. You're going there forever, you know, and all this. I'm like, man, damn. But, you know, they talk about, like, kind of dude said, it was like a couple of stages to it. Like, he was even saying that in the speech. It was different stages to it. He said, before you even, you going through hell before, it ain't like the hell, but you going through so much torment, and you ain't even in hell yet. He said, once you cross in that gate, it's really, really bad once you get to that gate. He said, ain't no turning back once you go inside that gate. It's like, damn. It's like they give you a glimpse of it. He said, oh, you know what he was saying too? He said, some people you seen, some people you know, but everybody was hollering, man, don't come down here. Don't come down here. Please don't come down here. Go back. Don't come down here. And he was saying, people were saying that. He said he saw some people that he knew before, family, friends. And he was all telling them, don't come down here. Please don't come down here. And he said a lot of them was mad, angry at God, too. Like, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like,
that's something.
Yeah, that's, I was like, damn. Yeah, so I don't know.
That's funny Dave was mentioning about the hand. Mm. I used to fight off those hands when I was small. Like, Every time I would go to bed, and see, I had three brothers, so I was like, they messing with me. You know, I'm telling my mom, I said, every time I try to go to sleep, this hand keep reaching up. Oh, it's just your brother's acting stupid. And it even continued on happening after we got our own rooms.
Man.
And it went on for a long time, you know. And I said, this is my worst experience. After graduating boot camp, I started waking up fighting, and man. I didn't realize what I was doing. Like probably I'm fighting for 5 minutes before I actually wake up.
Huh.
Yeah, it took, man, I'm gonna tell you, it took me probably 15, 20 years to stop that. Because they, you know, they used to wake us up with trash cans, always loud noise, fog horns, you know. So you wake up ready to scrap, you know. But it took me a long time to get past that.
Man. Yes, sir.
So it's more out here than we'll ever know.
Yep.
I do believe that energy can't be destroyed. It can be moved around, but it can't be destroyed.
That's right. Yeah, that's why, like I say, people be talking about that you feel something around you and all this stuff. Like, you jump around, like, man, dang, you be thinking somebody's standing behind you. Like, you jump, like, I know somebody was just standing right behind me. There was nothing there. Well, sometimes you can feel, it's like you can feel some presence behind you. I ain't felt that in a long time. I'm glad, too. But, damn, it's like feeling something around you. Like, even been home by you, at home by yourself. You ain't like, man, it seemed like somebody in this goddamn house. I take my black ass outside. Yeah, I'm gonna go outside. Shit, wait till somebody come home.
I wonder if it's subconsciously why I have dogs all the time.
You know what? Because you know what, that's so funny you said that, Bill. Now I got my dogs. I don't have that problem.
Yeah.
Because they in here, so I don't really have it. When I was by them myself, shoot. It just, I don't know, I guess it's the quietness or what that made it. Like, I don't know what it was. But now I don't really have that problem. They had it running back and forth everywhere.
Yeah.
But when it was quiet, whoo. And I told y'all before, my grandma used to live in his house, and I didn't know it, but and it was an old house. Some white people used to live there, but they didn't ever, you know, they didn't tell us later on. My grandma didn't tell us later on. I used to always be in the backyard sometime, on the backyard. You know, always had this lit every damn feeling. And it seemed like somebody was out there, you know, be in the backyard or somewhere watching you or something. You'd be looking around like, man, God damn, what the hell is this? When they said, like, the hair on your back and your neck stand up, that's how that shit damn near make you feel for real. I was talking to my grandmama one day. I was like, man, it be seeing like somebody outside, some like in the back with us, with me or something. It'd be funny feeling. She's like, well, you know, they said it was the dude that had this house. He shot and killed himself in the driveway. It's like, what? She said, yeah, that's what they say. The man killed himself in the driveway. I was like, shit. Why you be so scared of them going in the back? We had a little, you know, had a dog in the back, but then we had to let out of it. My uncle, we fixed it up, had a radio in there. We'd be sitting out there chilling. Shit, man. I was scared to go in that mud by myself. Promising like someone was just standing right by there watching you or something. It was just a real eerie ass feeling.
Yeah. Yeah,
that
I see that shit is real. Nobody can convince me that it ain't.
Yep.
And,
yes, sir.
And it comes out of nowhere. You could just be on a whole different mental level.
Yep.
And then you just notice it all of a sudden, like, what the?
Yep. I ain't lying. And my mama told me way before she passed. I think her dad had passed. I don't know if her mom was passed yet, but her dad had passed. And she was, one day she was just sitting in her room, and she said the bed, she was sitting on the bed, just sitting in the room in the bed. She said she, and the bed kind of flopped down like somebody sat on the bed. She said she jumped and looked over there like, what the hell? Then she's like, and she said she had to calm herself down. Okay. She said, oh, maybe my dad just sitting here. She said she just got calm and just, you know, she just like, hey, Dad, how you doing, or something like that. She didn't know, though, but she said if she could feel the bed just actually flop like somebody sat down on the bed. She was like, what the hell going on? But she like, she had to calm herself down.
Yeah.
And she said it happened several times. Yeah, several times.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. You know how they always talk about how many dimensions exist?
Yep.
Yeah. So it adds validity to the experiences that people have. You know?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. And I wonder, Alphamere, you know, we were talking about them dreams. I wonder that, you know, they talk about the parallel universe and as you on another planet. I've been thinking about that sometimes. I said, I wonder, is them, you actually dreaming, is that other you on the parallel universe?
Well, here's the problem with that. Now, they do say if there is a parallel universe, you're the same but not quite the same as your, I guess you, I don't know what you call it, doppelganger or whatever. But if you notice, when we have those dreams, we still think and act like we do now. There's no difference. Hmm. So if you were visiting another dimension and another you, there would be some major differences in your behavior.
Hmm. Yeah.
That's just my theory.
I don't know. I just be thinking, man, because I just the dream world. I just, damn.
Now, dreaming is one state, but then I would imagine if you could do astral projection, where you're a viewer, then maybe that's a little different. Because there's different levels to a dream state. Because somebody told me the story about they were having a funeral for this Tibetan monk because he had meditated and left his body, and they thought he was dead.
Damn.
Because he was gone so long. And here was the crazy part. They had the funeral, and, you know, they burn bodies. They don't, you know, they don't be burying them in the ground. But he was able to bring his spirit back through another vessel.
Man.
Now, I ain't seen none of this. I can't verify. I just heard that, but, you know. There's some stories out here, you know.
And
the chance of people making all this up, it would be amazing. I know we some creative rascals, but I don't know. Sometimes you just gotta take it for what it is and say, you know, it could be.
Yeah. It's something, man. It's something. Yeah. That's why, like I said, spirituality is hard to explain. Like you tell somebody about your spiritual spirits and maybe you believe in it more than that. It's hard to explain. It is. It's really hard. For me, I would say it's hard to explain it unless a person had to experience it.
Because when I tell people, shoot, I should have been dead 3 times already. Don't even know how I'm alive.
Damn.
But walked away without a scratch. And here's the crazy part. At the time, it seemed like nothing, like everything moved in slow motion. Mm-hmm. You know, I stepped out, did whatever. But then when I look back, I can't figure out how I got out. Like, how the hell did I get out of there? So, you know, the spirit is real.
Yes, sir.
You know, people can take it lightly, but it's real. You know, because I can't explain it, but I know there was no door, but I was still able to get out.
Man. And Brother Day, you remember the Holy Quran said, I remember the Holy Quran said, death is the twin brother of sleep.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that. And you know what? I'm gonna put something out there too. I remember back when I was practicing Islam, I had sleep paralysis like a motherfucker.
Oh yes, sir. Me too.
I remember like literally. I remember just pat like I'm being serious. It's like I don't know. It was like the devil had me, or it was some kind of curse put on my ass, but I would just sometimes just pass the fuck out and just not, like, I couldn't move for shit. And I'd be sitting up there like, pause. Like, they said, pause. You know, I'd be sitting up in there just like, I can see everything going on, but I can't do nothing. And I'm going to tell you something. There's been times where, I'm being serious with you, I had a moon and star ring, and I still got it. But like I said, because it's real gold, I sometimes actually pawn it, to be honest with you. Because, you know, I ain't Muslim no more, so. You know, but I had a big-ass moon and star ring that I had got made. And it was real 14-karat gold. And I would remember when I would wear it when I was practicing Islam, right? When I would wear it, for some reason, when I would wear it, I would feel just like, I don't know if it was like a demon or something following me, but I would just like totally feel like there was something like a dark spirit when I would wear it. And I remember having Muslim brothers that would tell me, you know, especially Sunni Muslim brothers, the only time we wear moon and stars is if we want to keep protected. And I'm like, what the fuck do you mean by that? Ain't that like the flag of Islam, you know, especially when I was, you know, in the nation, you know. I would see brothers wearing these moon and stars. It would be something demonic, like a demonic spirit I would see over them. And I'm just like, I've never seen no shit like that in no other instances but when brothers wear the moon and star. But when, you know, when they take off the moon and star, it's like you see a light. But when they wear the moon and stars, like a evil spirit that jumps in on them. Mm. Yeah, I don't know what it is, but yeah, it's something about that moon and star, you know, that will, it's like a shadow, a dark shadow over you when you wear it. And when I would wear it, I would feel like it's I would feel like it's something over me, keeping me blocked. Yeah, it's something about it, man. And when I was practicing Islam, I noticed when the only time I would have like sleep paralysis if I would wear something with like the moon and stone. Yeah.
Mm. And Dave, that's funny you said that about your Islamic days, because I ain't gonna lie, that's when I used to have a lot of that sleep paralysis, basically during my Islamic days. And then after that, you know, joining the Wahhabian, used to have a lot of it then. And when I was into all this occult knowledge and all this stuff, I was having it. But since I left a lot of that alone, I don't have it. I don't even have that no more. Like you said, what people say, the witch riding your back, is like, like I used to have these dreams, like I know I'm asleep. It's like I had this several times, like a woman. I can see the room and everything I'm in, know the room I'm in. And it's like a woman got a big-ass knife, and she getting ready to stab. I mean, this is a big, long-ass Freddy Krueger knife or something. Not Freddy Krueger. What's that fool, the damn fool on Halloween? Jason. What's the goddamn fool? Yeah, maybe Jason and Michael Myers. That's it. Big long ass knife, and I'm telling you, I can see her getting ready to stab me. And right before she get right at my chest, inches, I be hollering, man. I mean, like, hey, I'm trying to holler, get somebody in the house to, you know, to wake up, because I can't move. And right before she get inches, right before she stab me, it's like I wake up and she be gone. And I'm like, damn. And I wake up, man, I be breathing hard as hell. Now I'm like, damn, man, I know y'all in here. And I don't send them to the friend's house. But I'm like, I know they heard me hollering. I can hear the TV on in the other room. I can hear all of that. And I've had that before. Like I said, man, you be trying to get up. And I've had this, like, I think I remember you saying this earlier, this dog shadow. There was day one of y'all, this dog shadow thing. And it was it didn't have no face, but I knew it was a man, though, for some reason. Yeah, I know it's a male. It was a male, a man, but it didn't have no face. You couldn't see a face. All it was like, he had on a black ass, like they be talking about. My daddy used to talk about when I was young, a hank. No, yeah, many people know about a hank, but it's like that the Grim Reaper type that had his damn hood on. You couldn't, no face. And sometimes I could see him coming to my room, and I'd be hollering, hey, y'all help, and by the time he get close to the bed, it just like it disappear. But you be trying to wait, you cannot move. You be struggling. They got a lot of videos like that on YouTube, people doing that. Why show it? You can't move to save your life. That shit, you can hear everything going on in that house. If you're somebody on the TV on, you can hear it. You hear people talking, and you're like, God damn it, I know y'all hear me. Somebody help me. That shit. That's it. Now, I remember somebody explained it, and that was somebody was saying that's, they even talk about how your soul travels and leave your body and stuff like that. And what it is, they say, you, when you're trying to wake up, your soul hadn't came completely back into your body yet. Until it do, that's when, once it completely come into your body, that's when you wake up. I mean, you can move. Now, I've heard that story. I don't know how true that is, but I don't know. But it'd be some, that's some wild shit. But I don't have them dreams no more. And I stayed away from all this old occultic stuff. And I used to even study, look, not study, look at Satanism. I'm like, I told y'all before, I'm like, man, I don't know about God, but is that damn Satan real? Let me read this. I used to get into reading on Satanism and all this other stuff. I leave that shit alone. So, I was having too many crazy-ass dreams.
Hey. Go ahead.
No, I was going to tell you, well, when it used to happen to me, I thought I was screaming out. But it was like, it was more like this strange sound. Like, you know when a person that tries to talk that's having a stroke?
Oh, yeah.
So the paralysis was even, I couldn't even speak. My wife, scared the piss out of her. Because she was like, she ain't never heard a sound like that in her life. Now, in my head, you know, I'm cussing them out. I'm getting something sick. But what she heard scared her. She was like, I ain't never in my life heard nothing like that.
Oh, you know, so, oh, well, she actually heard you saying something, but damn.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But inside where I was, well, I was giving them the business.
Yeah. Hey, Alpha Bill, I can hear that shit too. I can hear you cussing somebody. Get your fucking ass out of here.
Yeah.
I can hear you too. Alpha Bill be sounding like Bing Rains in this motherfucker.
Yeah, well, ask me. Don't y'all see this bitch trying to stab me, y'all?
hey, but let me tell you something also, too. Now, another thing that I've noticed, and maybe it's just me as a man, but, you know, you know how some brothers, like a lot of brothers, when they have sex, they love, what you call it, I'm going to be vulgar. They love getting their dick sucked, getting head. But and maybe it's just me. Me, I don't like, that's all, something demonic about all sex. I don't know what it is. Like, if I had sex. But when it comes time, like, all sex, that's something demonic. It's like a woman is trying to, like, I don't know, maybe it's just me. But I've noticed when I've had that by a woman before, like, the plenty of women, especially the women I've been with, I've noticed it's a weakness. It's taken out of me. I don't know if it's like they suck the blood out of you. I feel like they're like Dracula. I don't know what it is, but it makes you feel low.
Damn.
I don't know. I don't know what it meant. Maybe it's just me as a man. But something is like, I feel like women, like, especially, you know, a lot of women, I feel like it's like a Dracula spirit, like especially after you get some from them, it's like can't move. I don't know. Maybe it's just the women I've dealt with in
that
the past,
day.
But
she literally sucked. She was literally sucking the soul out of you.
but maybe it's just the women I've dealt with, and you know. On a sexual level, but it's something there, the way it's like you don't have no life. Like, something about all sex just takes the spirit out your ass. I don't know what it is, but you know.
Well, Dave, it's not just you, because the problem is, if you finish that way, you feel a little low. You feel unsatisfied, because that's not what sex is. Yeah, you got your thing off, but it's not the same. You know, So when you actually do it the right way, you know, it's like this energy that builds up, and it's between the two of y'all. You know what I mean? So it's not just you, because my preference is the old fashioned way. You know, I don't mind. You know, you get into the little foreplay thing, that's fine, but don't get carried away. Don't go overboard. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I ain't never been too much in. I ain't never been a fan of that either, my day. I ain't gonna lie.
I mean, I hear you, Alpha Male, but hey, Ari, I don't know what it is with, but I don't feel like most guys feel like they're on top of the world. But when it comes time for that type of sex, that shit don't feel right.
No,
that shit ain't never felt right with me. Like, you know, I don't know what it is. It feels like it's like somebody that just, like a woman that just didn't literally just like she done pretty much just took you. It don't make you feel like no man. You know, like when you're on top of it, yeah, okay, you're running the show. But when your ass is still laying back and just, that shit never felt right with me. I never got that. That's one thing that never really, I never really been into. You know,
well,
I don't know. Yeah.
Well, I can tell you this. The dudes running around here talking about, oh, how sweet it is, they full of shit. Because we'll tell the truth about it. They all about bragging rights. But they truly feel the same way we do. Because that shit is not satisfying whatsoever.
It ain't. It ain't.
Yeah.
Now, if it's been long enough to where you're in pain, you know, you do what you do. You know what I'm saying? if everything's blue, you know, you just got to do what you got to do. But in general, no, there's nothing in that for a man, no.
That's right. Yeah.
No.
And here's the sad thing, brothers. You got dudes that are only 30 years old and ain't had a natural erection since they were 25.
Damn.
Yeah.
And you can't tell me that's just from them popping those little blue pills.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, Dave, you might be on to something. It might not only make you feel like shit, it might do something to your anatomy. Because that's all you're doing. Ain't no satisfaction in it. You know? Hmm. Kind of like if we don't walk, you know what I mean? Our legs freeze up. They'd be like, well, if you ain't going to walk, I'm going to shut down.
Yeah. You know what? And you know what, Alpha Male? And that's how I feel, too. I love females, but shit, that shit ain't to me. I always hear guys, you know, man, get heads, game, sweat. I'm like, dude, that shit ain't all that. Like, it feel like somebody that just took you.
It feel
like
they
just hit.
It's like
yeah,
make you
it's
feel
like
cheap.
You've been,
so.
you've, just been raped.
Yeah.
You're like, damn, yeah. I really ain't get to have no fun.
Yeah.
And even without sex, just holding a woman does something for a man. You know? You know, she in the kitchen cooking, you just, baby, come here, and you just throw your arms around. That shit, you can't buy that shit.
Yes, sir.
You know, so I need the package deal. And did you notice at a certain, I don't know which generation, but people don't even kiss anymore.
They don't. No.
You know? I'm like, how does that work? You know, I mean, because hey, you know, I mean, being a man, I mean, I definitely get what you said, babe. That shit is just sterile, and I don't know. It's just too sterile.
Yeah, because that's where they go. There, I don't know where your mouth being.
Yeah, women don't even hold hands. Couples don't even hold hands no more. And the couples that I do see in that, they just look whack as a motherfucker. That look, hey, last woman I was with, I was like, yo, walk in front of me.
It wasn't Michelle Obama.
What you say?
It wasn't Michelle Obama, was it?
Hell no.
No, he had it with folks. Oh, so that's why him and Justice don't be there. That's why they act like that. Justice took her from Dave.
No, hell no. Hell no.
Well, Justice said he almost got a hand on the head. They said he went all the way through.
Hell no. Hey. Hell to no.
Damn.
Hey, but I'm being serious, though, you know. Like you were saying about couples, they don't even kiss no more. You right about that, Alpha Male. You go out here, even with high school couples. Back in the day, you know, back in high school, you see couples sitting at the table together. You see them holding hands, walking down the hallway together. Shit, you don't see that no more. I don't see none of that shit no more.
Well, think about it. And this young generation now, there's no difference between a handshake and a blowjob.
Man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, a lot of them be like, man, ain't in that love stuff. That's what this how it is now, man. Ain't nobody into all that love shit, bro. That soft, weak ass dude. Man, ain't nobody fall in love no more. That's what they be saying.
Yeah, because we would be classified as what's that word? Simps or something like that.
Yep. A weak ass nigga fall in love. That's what they be saying.
Hey, Alpha Male, I asked the girl out about a couple of months ago, and she had did something nice for me, you know, and she had did something nice for me, you know, and I said, can I treat you out there, you know, I said, I can treat you out to lunch, you know, buy you lunch for that, you know, just to make up for what you did for me. And she looked at me, she said, what the fuck, going out to lunch? What the fuck? She literally said, what the fuck?
Damn.
Hey, can't be no gentleman no more.
Nope.
Yes.
If you don't demand that shit, you ain't getting
it.
Mm-hmm. Hell no. She looked at me like, what the fuck you mean by going out to lunch? I said, I can take you out. you know, go get a fish sandwich, you know, take to the fish shack, you know, buy you some, buy you a nice dinner, make up for what you did for me. She was like, a fish dinner, nigga, like, for real? She said, nigga, why you want to buy me dinner, nigga? Like,
damn.
I cook at home. Like, I'm like, okay.
See,
yeah,
they,
yeah, women.
They was. You got it, man. They want, they like them sukianas and what you call them. They just really like it, just suck you up and gone on. Hey, man, ain't got time for that romantic stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, she looked at me crazy. I said, what the fuck? That was another woman. I did that too. And she was like, yo, like, what the fuck wrong with you? She looked at me like I was crazy.
Damn.
And I said, damn. Yeah, these women is different.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. New women is it's something. They something.
Yeah, definitely ain't no challenge.
All that old school Keith Washington shit going out the door.
Yes, sir.
That Freddie Jackson shit, that shit going out the door.
Yes, sir. Even the Beatles song, I Want to Hold Your Hand. That shit, that y'all come out here. They know that.
hey, what a high five said. Quality time with you. Shit. Tony Thompson won't be getting no fucking quality time no more out these women.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. Well, he's day also day. I love the way you play them kissing games. Out of that shit, though.
Yeah. Ain't no more kissing games. Shit.
Yeah.
I like the way all summer long we've been together.
Shit,
and I never felt so good. But when I'm with you.
That was music back then, yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
Nah, ain't none of this stuff no more, boy.
Hell no.
It's really pitiful, though. You know. But now they say, I do something strange for some change. That's what they doing on for real now. They doing something. Hell, it's a lot of time, they ain't got to pay nothing. Hell, just because. Give them a goddamn blunt or whatever.
I don't know if I mentioned to you this. I may have years ago, but they had these chicks that were lesbians for pay.
Damn.
So they were like, well, I wasn't really gay, but this bitch buys me shit.
Damn.
Yeah, it's a whole bunch of them out there, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're right about that one. And dudes is like that too. Gay for pay. You got gay for pay, motherfucker. They, that shit. That's really big in D.C. DMV, period.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the DMV. I know.
That's what they sell at Nas X. Yeah. Gay for pay.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something. All these motherfuckers in the DMV is fucked up. Being in the DMV, shit. I'm talking about D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. All three ain't right. These dudes around here will fuck you for a job.
Damn.
They will. They suck dick for job worse than women do. Back in the day, we used to joke about it. We used to say, oh, when women will fuck a boss for a job, shit, for a good position, shit. Hell, you get some of these sissies and these straight dudes a damn suck the boss for a damn good position and will get it before the woman will. Man, shit. Yeah, I'm being sure it'd be the most buffest damn Billy Blanks looking motherfucker out there. Big Tookie Williams looking nigga will be right on his knees.
Y'all ever watch The Godfather of Harlem?
Yeah.
You remember the character Buster?
Yeah.
Buster was this big motherfucker, big black motherfucker. And every time somebody fuck up, they tie him to a chair and Buster come in there and rip their asshole apart.
Yeah.
And I was like, if you saw him on the street, you know what I'm saying? He looked like the hardest motherfucker in town. And he's a fucking sissy. Like, damn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can't tell no more.
Hell no. And you know what? And you know who else is like that too? Malik Yoba was most hardest looking motherfucker. Big tough cop. He's a sweet ass in real life.
Yeah,
he came out and said he liked trainees.
He said he liked chicks with dicks.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that shit on the Breakfast Club. Yeah.
Yeah, that's some sick shit.
He was in the right company with Charlamagne, them hell. He had the right company.
Yeah.
Oh, them fucked up. That's why they syndicate their ass. That's why they had syndicated them, put their ass out there like that.
Yeah. Well, like I say, just look at their sponsors and you know who not to buy from.
Man.
Oh, damn. Now Doritos done they done snuck a trainee in there on one of their advertisements.
I think I bypassed something like that the other day. And I just kept going.
Yeah.
You said Doritos?
Doritos, yeah.
Damn. Shit, man, I started to buy a bag of Doritos the other day. I looked at them. I said, no, something told me not to get none.
See?
Something told me don't buy that shit.
That was that discerning spirit because it had tranny dust in it.
Damn.
Would have been walking around like Prince.
Be wondering why you left it. Your left hip is doing a little extra.
Yep.
Hey, man.
Hey, be talking like Justice.
Oh, man. Yeah. No comment.
Yeah.
Oh,
hey,
but Dave.
Hey. Yeah.
You were talking about how you felt when you wore that ring.
What is that?
You were talking about how you felt when you wore that ring. I think it was a star and moon thing.
Yeah.
Well, are you familiar with alchemy?
I've heard of it. Are you talking about alchemy? I think I've heard of that.
Okay, that's where, you know, people, like, basically mix metals or chemicals to produce a desired result, right? Now, if you look into the history of the samurai and the ancient sword makers, well, they believe, and you might have experienced, they say the soul of the maker or even the soul of the wielder remains in that metal. So that's why they used to go out on the battlefield. Yeah, so that spirit rides on that metal. And that's why it was highly coveted. Like after a battle, you had certain people would go out and scavenge up the swords because if they could find a particular one that the sword maker would, you know, pay a high price for it because they say the soul of that samurai is still in that sword. So that may be, I'm not saying it is, but that could be part of it.
And you know what, Alpha Male? It's funny that you said that. They do that with Bibles, too. Like, I don't know if you know about Martin Luther King Bible, but when Barack Obama became president, as just his father-in-law, Barack Obama, with or his brother-in-law. But when he became president, they said that the King's, Martin Luther King's family gave him Martin Luther King Bible to swear on. And that made me think about what you were saying with the alchemy. They do that with Bibles, too. They did that with Martin Luther King's Bible. And that all the time they kept comparing Obama to Martin Luther King. And then he had his Bible. Yeah.
And ain't but one of them left now, eh?
Yeah.
You know, again, he did donate his Bible to a museum or something where his family
did. Nat Turner's Bible got donated to the Smithsonian, and they say they took out the book of the Old Testament out of it.
Damn.
Yep.
Yeah. And to tie that in, some believe that all this homosexuality and transsexual shit is alchemy as well.
Yeah, but is it trans?
Yeah.
And
if this don't tell you something, the fucking health czar is a transvestite general that never served in the military. You got this big seven foot ugly ass man up there in a uniform with a dress on.
You know, I've been seeing this song popping up everywhere lately. And I was like, that's an old ugly ass woman. I thought it was for a minute. I thought it was just an ugly ass white woman, but that's the dude.
Yeah. If I was a white woman, I'd cuss his ass out. Be like, no, don't try to rip me like that, you ugly bastard.
Anyway, when you say you've never been in the military.
Never been in the military. Everybody trying to figure out how to fuck this bitch. This motherfucker standing up there with stars on.
Damn. I've been seeing that mud lately, especially on Twitter. I'll keep seeing them. I thought maybe the mud was in the military. You know, I thought they were one of, you know, had the military, and then they had a trans, you know, whatever. He transformed in the military, and they paid for this shit. That's what I thought.
No.
I ain't know that. No,
they did the research on that bitch, and then, like, well, where the fuck did this person serve to become a general?
Damn.
Yeah, so there's a lot of trickery going on.
Yeah.
So we need Tora more than ever because, this is what you were talking about, what Justice was saying. It never tells us anywhere in the Old Testament to remain under tyrannical civilization. Like, you know, it constantly tells us to set yourself apart, you know. So to say you're supposed to just grin and bear it is stupid.
Man. Yeah, but that damn Justice, he didn't know what the hell he was. What is it? He know not what he do. Especially with all that shit. So he didn't know the history about it. You don't know the history, but he still wouldn't have gave a damn. Like he always, all the other shit we telling him about, he still support them Democrats. Or he said homocrats.
And they gonna justify it. Well, yeah, they ain't shit, you know. But that don't affect me. Or I don't pay attention there. I just vote on my interests. Man, come on. You know?
Yeah, that's it. Justice. I know you listen to this show later on. You ain't probably hearing it now. But you just don't get, well, I think you do. I think a lot of this shit you do. We already told you on one of the other shows before that. You just say shit, I don't know, shock value or whatever it is. Cause like I said, we know you didn't do that shit on Moon Man. You did. You was Culture Freedom on Moon Man sometime. But it's like, you don't, there's less of two evil shit. Or, like I said, that don't fly, bro. Like, well, I don't support that part that the Democrats do. I don't support the LGBT part, pedophilia part. I just, you know, vote Democrats deal. And, oh, make me think about that since we're saying something about that. It was something else I was going to say. It was a video I was watching, and a woman was talking. She was a black woman. They were saying something. I forgot. It was a panel of them, and they were talking about how, you know, the Black Democratic Party fell in black people. Something like what we did. I think I sent it to y'all, though, and how they fell in the black people and whatnot, turning their backs, literally, like we were talking about. But she, the whole point, they saying how they are failing the black community and failing black people and all this. But the same black woman was still at the same time saying, the Democrats got to do this. They need to straighten up and so on. So she still wanted to be a Democrat regardless. She still, no matter what, instead of like, dang, yes, fuck that party, she still was trying to fix it so she can stay up, still be a Democrat. That's what she.
Yeah, I saw that monster.
Yeah. It's like, come on, they ain't going to change. Them the same goddamn party, y'all, that didn't want you free in the first place. I mean, just, you ain't going to fix them folks. Like, it's almost like Elijah Muhammad said, can you reform devil? He like, no, all the other prophets have tried. Can you reform the Democratic Party? Hell no. That's why they had a reform party, because the Democrats cannot be reformed. Hell no. But black folk want they want to hold on to that motherfucker, boy, to the end. They don't want to change, walk away.
So talking about hold their feet to the side.
Yeah,
like, come on, that they been burned up a long time ago.
Man, put their ass in the fire.
Yeah,
that's all they can get. Yeah,
and then. And then it tripped me out when they were playing little clips from Donald Trump. Trump was like, that's the most racist thing I ever heard. I was like, y'all out your damn mind.
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah, but, man, like I said, like the pastor said, man, hey, you can't free a slave who love his shackles.
Hey, y'all see Kamala Harris? Because, you know, Kamala, that's a transsexual, too. Did you see she had the Howard University students twerking and they had DJ playing Sexy Red? And
yeah,
they even had your niece Glorilla song being played.
Yeah, that's pitiful. They at the White House, that bullshit.
Yep, they was up there twerking. They had the AKs twerking, and they ain't nothing but a bunch of hoes, the AKs. They're a bunch of sluts. They get pimped out in HBCUs.
Yeah, they playing, what's her name, Sexy Run? It's a damn song, Tweet, whatever the ignorant shit she be saying.
Yeah, Tweet, yeah. They had all that twerk shit being played.
And I'm going to tell you something, and that's funny you bring that up, Dave. Obama, when he was in the White House, he brought in all them goddamn rappers, Kendrick Lamar, all these other damn rappers. He brought them to the White House and met with them. Trump had a meeting at the White House. He brought a whole bunch of clergy, pastors and stuff in there. There you go. Like you said, Kamala Harris just bring, again, goddamn hood rats up there playing all of those Sexy Red, them music, that degrade music with a whole bunch of HBCU. But here go Trump meet with clergy members and stuff talking about how, you know, morality and what asking them, and they were black, what can we do? What can we do? And they keeping it, all they got is rappers and shit coming in there, White House. That's crazy.
Tell you something, don't it?
Yes, sir. And they still ain't got what I remember somebody was bringing up about Ice Cube. They still ain't never get with Ice Cube with that thing for America he had.
Hell no.
Ain't said nothing.
Ice Cube a sissy. Ice Cube a big old sissy as goddamn self.
Damn.
Well, Dave, I wasn't going to say nothing. But I was about to say I'm glad he stopped wearing lip gloss and eyeliner.
Who's that? Ice Cube?
Yeah.
Oh, hell.
Him and Dr. Dre and all them, yeah. Before they were NWA.
Oh, damn. I remember Dr.
Yeah,
Dre thing.
World Class Wrecking Crew.
Yeah,
World
I remember
Class
that.
Wrecking Crew.
Ice Cube was with them, too?
Yeah, he was a big old sissy talking about he was a Crip. He need to stop that. He may have been a Blood, but he won't go Crip. Because you know Bloods is gay. Bloods is the ones that started sagging. Yeah, because Bloods, they had sex with each other for initiation.
Damn.
They the gayest ones out there. That's why all your Blood rappers do gay shit. Yeah.
But they say Ice Cube wasn't really no. I say Ice Cube wasn't no gangster. Ice Cube went to goddamn a private schools and all that shit. The only one was a real what?
Look at that nigga yearbook picture. He got a jerry curl and a pink shirt. Nigga gay as hell and an earring in each ear. The most gayest shit I ever seen.
They said the only one was close to being a gangster was Eazy-E, but he was just a drug dealer. I don't know if he was a gangster either. Yeah. That's shit crazy.
Shit.
But I ain't know Ice Cube was with the Wrecking Crew. I ain't know he with the Wrecking Crew, though.
All the niggas gay, man. DJ Yellow, all the people. Tupac was gay, too. Snoop gay. Tupac gay. DJ Quick gay. All the niggas gay.
Damn. Hey, Dave, what you saying? They going to whoop your head about that Tupac, though. But, but that
Tupac
thing that...
fruitcake.
But you see they brought
he
that thing out with
jail.
Him. But you see that thing they brought out of him in that bathtub where they had him in that butt naked with all that jewelry on, how he was laid out in the bathtub. That's kind of funny, too, because remember that interview he did with him and Snoop Dogg, and he was talking about Quincy Jones wanted him to have sex with him.
Shit, all his girlfriends look like trannies. All his girlfriends look like trannies. All Biggie Smalls' girlfriends look like trannies. Yeah, Tupac girlfriends look like trannies. Biggie Smalls, in his video, he had the girl standing up peeing. Faith Evans looked like a dude. Charlie Baltimore looked like a man, too.
Damn. Well, they in there with...
look like a bulldagger. He looked like a bulldagger, if you see it.
Damn. Oh, damn, Dave. We ain't even... I think we probably going to have like 5 minutes recording because we already overtime. We're in the last overtime. I think it's going to be 5 minutes. It's going to start. Damn, man, we forgot to say something. Talk about Nature Boy the other day and shit. Him, he got his ass, perverted ass. Him and Polite, them. I mean, you know the guy Nature Boy did it.
He locked up for life.
You ain't know that dude Nature Boy, you call Nature Boy did it with him with that Carbon Nation thing.
Yeah, I heard about him.
Oh, yeah. His ass got life now. He got life plus 10, ain't it? Life without parole plus 10, I think, something like that.
That probably wasn't even enough. That was probably the deal. They probably
wouldn't
give his ass more than that.
Yeah, because he tried to fire his lawyer in the trial. He's like, hell no, you ain't doing that. Yep. At the last minute.
But, your boy Farrakhan hanging out with Cleo Monago.
Shit, I don't even know what that is. I know Dave.
Yeah, Dave should know who he is. They're just faggot running around. They had him going around the schools talking to kids about being a faggot.
Oh, man. And Farrakhan around him?
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, he was at the Million Man's More March?
Oh, damn.
He was the one up there talking that, was that same gender loving something shit he was talking about?
Hell no. Damn.
Farrakhan gay.
I knew that was coming when you said his name. That, for me, you said. Hey, Farrakhan a player now. Hey, I don't know if he's a player today. He don't Lena Horne. No, I said Lena Horne, Stephanie Mills, and Farrakhan had all kind of goddamn women. Farrakhan was a player. Remember he hung out with Superhead Day. Now he like Head Day. He hung out with Superhead. You remember that? You remember that? You don't remember that day? Red Day.
Because
I know Day, he keep up with all the Farrakhan history. It was the thing where Farrakhan was hanging out with old Superhead back in the day. Yeah.
That's just crazy, man.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
And that's the problem we have in society right now. Because everybody says everything's okay.
Yep.
God still loves you. That's the biggest lie, because he tells you what the requirements for his love is.
Mm-hmm. And that's what makes Christianity so attractive. God love you, and no matter, he just love everybody. That whole love through the Christianity thing, that's what makes it so attractive. And you ain't got to do a damn thing. So Jesus died for you. That's what makes that religion so easy. You ain't got to do nothing. Just believe he died for you. And a lot of them say, thank God for grace. That's their thing.
They're like, I ain't never met her.
Yeah. You talking about Gracie Jones? What's the damn name? What the damn crazy to be the great? Her name Macy Gray, right? I want you to be the singer.
Grace Jones.
Yeah, Grace Jones. And I'm thinking about the other one. I think Macy Grace. I think that's who it was, Macy Gray. Her song wasn't hitting on shit. Then she tried doing it acting, though. Yeah, she had a song. Damn, she had a song. She was a big old tall crazy. She was from overseas somewhere.
Yeah, because I remember they tried to hype her up.
Yeah.
I was like, her singing and talking voice are annoying.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, Macy Gray. Yeah. I know that day took her to the prom, man.
Oh, no, he said that was Queen Latifah.
That was Queen Latifah.
Yeah, he said you got your big, tall dykes mixed up.
Yeah. God damn. You must be sleeping.
You know, and that's something, because even Phyllis Hyman was a big, tall dyke.
Damn.
Yeah.
I ain't really know too much about her.
And then you got to put LL Cool J in that same category. Well, he ain't a dyke, but he definitely is Sugar Jones.
Oh, man. God damn, LL?
Yeah, man, I told y'all before. Back in the day, my wife went to a LL Cool J concert with her little friend, her little gay friend. And LL was, like, licking his lips at her friend.
Damn.
Yeah. So, yeah. She'll tell you the story.
What is it? What is that LL was Lady Love James or someone that... It was something he said that LL stand for. I think it was Lady Love or something. I guess licking your lips. Old motherfucking man always licking his lip like that all the time. Yeah. God dang. Well,
yeah.
Call it Holly Weird.
Yeah, and that's why I say these motherfuckers know the deal. And if you survive in that game, you up to some shit. I don't give a fuck if you Cat Williams, Denzel Washington, Sidney Poitier. I don't care who you are. You know the game. Mm-hmm. You know you're gonna do some dirt to get some work. It might not be extreme, but you're gonna do it.
Man, oh man, I damn, I ain't even, this one I ain't gonna play. I'm gonna play this one right by the way. I know we show out of here. We ain't recording now anyway. Man, I wanna let you hear this one, Alpha Male. God damn, Richard Pryor. You know, he was old Freemason, but that ain't the point about him being amazing. Let this mother, come on, God damn it. It's a couple of seconds long. Let me see.
Richard, can I ask you a serious question? About young
chick. God damn it. Come on, thing, let me bag. Let me see if I do it.
Are you not afraid of?
Hold on, let me see if I pull this up. They was interviewing Richard Pryor. Let me see here. Come on, thing.
Richard, can I ask you a serious question? About young comedians.
About young girls. Ask me about that. You don't like young girls?
Young
say you don't like young girls or something.
Smile if I don't like young girls. No, I like young girls.
Yeah, I ain't no good. I ain't trying to be no good. I ain't no good. I ain't trying to be no good.
Yeah.
Richard, can I ask you a serious question? About young comedians.
About young girls. Ask me about that. You don't like
young
girls?
Young
say
comedian.
You don't like young girls or something.
Smile if I don't like young girls. No, I like young girls.
Yeah, I awesome.
could you make that out after me? What are you saying? Can you hear it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And they had, even with that little clip, even with that, they were showing some. It's better when you see it. It's like some on Instagram. I stopped and sent it to us. I don't know if he can pull that up. And they was even had Johnny Carson on there. Some stuff with Johnny Carson. They were talking about Steven Spielberg. It was basically my Hollywood, this pedophile. They were showing that. But damn, I heard that Richard Pryor said that. I'm like, damn. But he got mad at supposedly how him and Paul Mooney that fell out because of Paul Mooney supposed to, what, he raped his son, Richard Pryor's son or something?
Yeah.
So, might not
have been. That faggot dead now, ain't
he? Yep. Paul, talking about they blackballed him out of Hollywood. I don't know how the hell that was. Yep. Oh, no hell.
That's what they call some nigger shit right there.
Yeah. He was Billy Porter before Billy Porter, hell.
Now, I'm not familiar with Billy Porter.
Oh, shit. You don't want to be. Yeah, I'm glad you ain't then. I don't know what the hell he's doing, actually, but yeah, he's your boy, that motherfucker. Yeah, when they said flaming, that motherfucker, when they said flaming, what the hell he supposed to be, Dave?